Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
All right, have a seat. Thank you. All right. State matters I need to get to before we start our first hearing. Okay. Alvin Stevenson, please come forward.
Yes.
Come forward, please. Specifically, is there any primary matters that need to be addressed?
Yes, sir.
All right. Call your first witness.
Please state your name.
Amy Rainwater.
Where do you work?
Arizona Department of Public Safety Licensing Unit.
And what's your job title?
Administrative Supervisor.
As part of your duties, do you receive and review applications for security guard licenses?
Yes.
And are you familiar with the application of Alvin Stevenson?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 1 the copy of his application to be exhibited?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 1. As part of the application process, did the department conduct a criminal history records check of Mr. Alvinson?
Yes.
Was there anything in his criminal history that would impact his ability to be a security guard?
Yes, we found that he was convicted 3 separate times in 1986 of a felony conviction for selling of narcotics, 1992 narcotic possession felony, and 1995 narcotic selling 2 counts felony conviction.
All right, and those were in Arizona?
Yes.
All right, so based on those 3 convictions that you just mentioned, did the department deny Mr. Stevenson's application?
Yes.
Did you send a denial letter?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 2 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 2?
Admitted.
Did the department receive a request for today's hearing from the applicant?
Yes.
Exhibit 3 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 3?
Admitted.
Did the department receive a good cause exception application packet from the applicant?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 4 a copy of that?
Yes.
I need to admit Exhibit 4.
Admitted.
Did the department prepare and send a hearing notice dated May 14th to the applicant?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 5 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 5.
Admitted.
Did the department prepare and send a hearing notice with an August 6th date, or I guess that's today's date, to the applicant?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 6 a copy of that?
Yes.
I need to amend Exhibit 6.
Good.
All right. Did the department request and receive court records regarding the conviction with the case number CR 19-08300 from the Maricopa County Superior Court?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 7 a copy of that request and those records?
Yes.
All right. And did the department request and receive court records from the Maricopa County Superior Court regarding a case number CR 94-08543 matter?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 8 a copy of that request and those records?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 8.
You want to move? You want to admit 7 as well?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. Yes, thank you. I do move to admit
7 and 8. 7 are admitted.
Thank you. All right. Do you have any information in reviewing the file about the sentence, whether Mr. Stevenson completed any sentence that he received for the 3 convictions we've been talking about?
It appears that he may have completed his sentencing. However, I do not have record that his fines have been paid.
Okay, so do you have a, can you speak to what fines may have been imposed?
In 91, I believe there was $2,800 of fines. The other one, I'm not sure off the top of my head.
He's trimming the exhibit B. You testified that is core records with a CR94 number, right?
Yes. Oh, I found it. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
It looks like there was two counts in the end, and there was a fine of $2,000 for each count.
Okay. And so, again, I think you already said this, but any indication in the file that he paid those fees?
No, sir.
Okay. But otherwise, has it been 10 years since he completed probation or any prison sentences?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have anything else to add that I didn't ask you about?
I do not.
No other questions.
Mr. Stevenson, do you have any direct questions for the state's witness?
Yes. I have been down to the Superior Court to go see to find out whether my fines.
Do you have any questions for
her? Yeah. To find out. You know, I went to court, Superior Court, last month. Try to get all this straightened out before I come back here. And I went down there, and the only thing they pulled up was my restitution. So I paid that off. I paid the restitution off. And I told them about the other fine, and they looked into that, and they said they couldn't find nothing. And I told them, could they give me a printout or write a letter stating that y'all couldn't find whatever other fine I owe.
So the restitution you only paid last month?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you have any other questions for her specifically? State, any redirect?
No, sir.
Any questions from the board or state witness?
No.
State, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Do you rest your case?
Yes.
Mr. Stevenson, now is your opportunity to speak to the board and testify on your own behalf.
Okay. Everything I have done back in the past, I take accountability for it. I did my time. I got out. Try to be a productive citizen as up to now, you know, and I know that what I did was wrong, but I just hope, you know, this don't continue to hold, you know, something that I've done when I was young. Mostly, I was more like a smoker. I was selling to keep my habit going, so that's how I got caught up into the selling and possession of narcotics. So that's the lifestyle I was living back then. But now I'm trying to live a productive life since I've been out of prison over 25 years. I've been out of prison, done anything, got no tickets, no nothing. So, yeah.
State, do you have any questions for the applicant?
So, Mr. Stevenson, just to clarify what you said earlier, regarding the convictions we've been talking about, you went to the court last month?
Yes.
And you were told you still owe something, and you paid it off at that time, is that right?
Well, I paid the restitution off what I owe them, and I paid the restitution off. But the other one, they said he couldn't find, and the deficits are so old, you know. And I asked them, could they give me a written statement, you know, and they said they don't do that, you know. So I asked them, so how can I justify that, you know, I was down here trying to get that information. So,
okay.
So, you know, it was just, I tried everything I could do, you know, by myself, because I don't know too much about the law, but I know that I went paid my restitution. Well, the lady told me, this is the one you need to pay off the restitution. So I paid them the restitution off. And I have the receipts.
No other questions. Thank you.
Any questions from the board for Mr. Stevenson?
I have one. So did you provide those receipts to Ms. Rainwater or to the department?
No, not yet.
And how much was that you paid?
Huh?
How much was it that you paid?
They said the only thing I owe was $50.
Was $50?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I have a question for State after what was been said. Were the fees due to all the same location? It's not like multiple courts he would have had to make pit stops at to make these payments, or is it, we assume that's all the same court that he would have gone to make these payments? Does that question make sense?
I believe it was all Maricopa County Superior Court.
Okay, so you didn't have to go to different courthouses or anything like that. Just one entity would have had records of him owing something.
Yeah,
we're nodding your head.
Yes, I agree.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Mr. Stevenson, did you got a receipt that you paid $50? Is there a statement that says zero balance? On that document?
That I don't have. I don't have that. And I did ask for that when I paid this, when I paid for it. And I did ask for it, and they said you couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. And I told them, could they give me another written statement, you know, stating that I paid this off. Like they say, they don't do letters no more.
I got a question for the state. On page 34, I see an order to pay $4,000. Is that the two thousands combined, or is that something separate?
There was two separate that we have record of. One was for $2,800 for one case, and one was $4,000 for another case.
Okay,
the third in between we don't have documentation for, so we don't know.
Does the state know if they do? Does it finds our pay? Is there typically a letter of completion drafted, or some sort of document that would be created and put in a file that show that these have been?
I have seen applicants come in with a. Like a document, if you will, from the courts saying, you know, paid X number of dollars on a certain day, balance is zero. Kind of like a ledger document, if you will.
Mr. Stevenson, where did you go to make your payment? What physical address?
Downtown. I think it was on. Third Avenue, Maricopa County, where the records. Let's see. I think it was 702. It was on Monroe. Third Avenue and Monroe, I think. Yeah, Third Avenue and Monroe.
Does that sound accurate or a place to go to do this? I don't know, personally.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
This is superior to asking.
Yeah, I can't say that I've been there, so.
Okay. Any other questions from the board for Mr. Stevenson?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Stephen, how long were you incarcerated?
I was incarcerated for like 5 years.
5 years?
I completed it. Got out.
During that time you were incarcerated, were you working and were you getting paid while you were incarcerated?
Yeah, they were deducting money out of my check, you know, what I was working for. They were deducting that.
To pay for your court?
Yeah, pay for my court.
Any other questions from the board? Okay, doesn't sound like it. Sir, do you have any other witnesses that you want to, that are here today that you want to testify in your behalf?
No, I have no witnesses.
Okay. Do you rest your case?
Yes.
All right. This concludes the evidentiary portion of the administrative hearing. The board will now hear closing arguments. State.
Mr. Chairman, the good cause exception statute requires for felony convictions that a person complete all the terms of their sentence, wait 10 years, and then apply. And in this case, the testimony was that there were financial obligations that weren't satisfied until this year. And so for those reasons, Mr. Stevens is not eligible for a good cause exception. Thank you.
Mr. Stevenson, closing argument?
Like I said, you know, I just want to get another opportunity to try to better myself, you know. It's like wherever I go, it's like doors just closing. And I'm being patient to hold on to try to get something going for myself right now. Only thing now, I'm receiving my Social Security, but that's not enough for me right now to continue paying my rent and stuff like that. You know, I just need to try to find a better job, you know, and hopefully, you know, y'all can just give me an opportunity, a chance, you know, to be more productive into this world, into this life.
All right, thank you. I read the evidence, and having heard testimony provided by both parties, board will now discuss the case. So if you want to talk, you have to turn, you know, make sure you turn yourself green. What are my thoughts? What are your thoughts to my right?
Well, based on the state's argument, meet the specifications for the good cause exemption, and he admitted that he didn't present those receipts to the state.
Well, he just paid it, and so he would have to wait another 10 years. Yeah. This is the way I read it from what the state says and from the statute itself.
The math that we had on payments, you do the math, 5 years, times what you typically get for working, it adds up to like maybe 5,100, around it up to 6,000. 30% of each month, each payment, it's $1,800 that it cover the fine. Plus, both of them said, it's just facts you can't get past.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Thoughts to my left?
Does the board have, question for the state, does the board have discretion regarding what you said on the qualification after he paid for 10 years? Does the board have any discretion? Or is it set in stone? Because if the board had discretion, I think that he's demonstrated that he came to the first hearing and we told him what he would need to do to return in that discussion, if I remember correctly, because things have recently changed. But he was told he could bring it with him at that hearing, not just send it in or bring it with him. And I think $50, when you're considering the weight of what he owed and the fact that he paid it, to tack on another 10 years, unless it is set in stone, I think, and we also discussed last time he was here, that there would be a warrant out for his arrest if he had outstanding fines, more than likely. And he hasn't been picked up on a warrant. He said he's never been arrested on a warrant. We didn't have any evidence that he had been on. If it's not set in stone, in my opinion, this is an example, a very good example of where the board should use discretion in the best interest of the community versus being punitive against the individual. That's my opinion.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Don Cooley, attorney for the board. If the board would like a little bit of guidance, I believe I can chime in on here. Based on the wording of the statute, there doesn't appear to be any discretion, unfortunately. The discretion comes into play with, once that first hurdle is cleared, let's evaluate the rest of the nature of the crimes, you know, and so on and so forth, and what he's been doing in the interim. But ARS 322609A2 specifically says a felony offense if 10 or more years have passed since the person completed all terms of sentencing. Testimony here is that it appears that restitution was only paid up last month. Whether it's fair or not is not for me to say, but as far as the terms of the statute, I believe that the discretion is not in the hands of the board at this time.
Thank you. That's my line.
So, from my research, says that the correctional facility agency frequently deducts and garnishes money to pay the court fines issued by the fines. Is there a way we can, or if you would like to go to DOC, if they would issue how much was withdrawn from it as paid from where it worked?
I don't know if that's relevant in the sense that either way, there was still an outstanding balance up until a month ago.
Okay.
So they could have been deducting 90% of his wages or 10% of his wages. There was still an outstanding balance up until this past month or two.
Mr. Stevenson, does your receipt show what case number your fines were for? Was it for the case that we're talking about? Or something?
CR199. Is 008300.
Just to reference, we're actually speaking of three separate cases.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Is that the case number for the 2000?
That is one of the cases.
That is one of the three.
Yes. It's also one of the ones that we do actually have the documentation for.
So we're missing documentation for payments on the other two cases?
I'm sorry.
That your last comment said that the number he just read off in reference to the ended in 8300, is one that we have documentation for that's been paid off, or we're missing the documentation for the other two cases?
No. So it is part of Exhibit 7. The case number he just referenced is Exhibit 7.
Yep.
Which is where the initial $2,800 was plus restitution. So that is the restitution he's stating that he just paid was for the first case, which would then be the oldest case. And I believe he stated he doesn't have documentation for the other two cases in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. Discussion amongst ourselves, I guess, the board. I mean, I feel like we're in New Hampshire. I understand your for discretion, but I think as the attorney mentioned it, that discretion comes after the initial hurdle is crossed.
Right. And the initial hurdle is the 10 years after everything has been satisfied. You just satisfy the restitution last month. Unfortunately.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Alvin Stevenson, application number 182-6051, the party made an application for an unarmed security guard license, and a background investigation conducted by DPS resulted in the administrative denial of the application due to prior criminal convictions. I move that the board recommend to the director that the applicant does not meet the criteria for good cause exemption, and the denial of the applicant's license and registration be upheld.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Ayes have it, 7-0. This concludes the formal hearing. The board's decision will be reduced to a written order and served to the parties. Thank you for your attendance today. So, I apologize, sir, but there's a law that we have to adhere to. And the threshold hasn't been crossed.
What's that, the law?
The law is that you have to be 10 years removed from having finished all parts of your sentencing and fines paid.
But like I said, I went up there. This is all they
can. Right. So when you pay, if you paid that $50, I know you, said, I know you brought receipts, but we're taking you at your word at that. But that's when your clock starts for 10 years after a felony conviction.
You mean after 25 years, it just start now?
Because that's when the last of the sentencing requirements were completed. Yes.
Wow.
Victor Mejia? State, in reference to Mr. Mejia, is there any preliminary matters that need to be addressed?
No, sir.
All right. Call your first witness.
State your name. Amy Rainwater.
Where do you work?
Arizona Department of Public Safety Licensing Unit.
What's your job title?
Administrative Supervisor.
As part of your duties, do you receive and review applications for security guard licenses?
Yes.
And are you familiar with Victor Mejia's application to be an armed security guard?
Yes.
And does Exhibit 1 a copy of that application?
Yes.
Moved to amend Exhibit 1?
Submitted.
Exhibit 2, what is that?
It's a printout from our security guard registration database showing that Mr. Mejia has an unarmed license and then the armed license that we're here to hear the case on.
Okay, and that's pending.
Yes.
I move to the Exhibit 2.
Submitted.
All right. As part of the application process, did the department conduct a criminal history records check of the applicant?
Yes.
Was there anything in his criminal history that would impact his ability to be an armed security guard?
Yes, it shows that there was two arrest dates, one in October 1st of 2011 for spousal battery, and then a second one February of 2011, which is still an open case for spousal battery, both domestic violence charges.
Okay. And just referring to the first one, do you know if that resulted in a conviction?
Yes, I believe the first one did.
So just to sum up what you said, there's a conviction for spousal battery.
Correct.
And that's a misdemeanor offense from California?
Yes.
Okay. Based on that conviction, did the department deny his application to be an armed security guard?
Yes.
Did you send a denial letter?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 3 a copy of that?
Yes.
Moved to amend Exhibit 3?
Submitted.
Did the department receive a request for hearing from the applicant?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 4 a copy of that?
Yes.
Moved to amend Exhibit 4?
Submitted.
Did the department receive a good cause exception application and packet from the applicant?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 5 a copy of that?
Yes.
Moved to amend Exhibit 5?
Submitted.
And did the department prepare and send the notice of hearing to Mr. Mejia with today's date?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 6 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to amend Exhibit 6.
Submitted.
Did the department receive any documents showing that Mr. Mejia received an expungement or pardon or set aside for the conviction we've been talking about?
No, sir.
Do you have anything else to add that I didn't ask you about?
I do not.
No other questions.
You have Exhibit 7. You're up there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Exhibit 7, is that a copy of certified mail delivery confirmation information for the hearing notice?
Yes.
I move to admit Exhibit 7.
Mr. Mejia, do you have any direct questions for the state's witness?
It shows two convictions, but it's the same conviction.
Do you have any questions for her?
I'm sorry. The conviction shows two, but it's the same one, because the arrest was initially on the 11th, and then I was fighting it because I was not guilty. So by the time they made it to the second one, it's the same one, but that's when the conviction was dropped to a misdemeanor. And it's only one conviction. It was 14 years ago. I haven't gotten into trouble since. As far as punishment is concerned, I'm working on that right now.
Do you have a question for her? That's more of your time.
I really don't have a question for her because everything is accurate besides the two convictions, just one.
Okay. You can leave that for your testimony with us later, but do you have any questions for her that you wanted answered to?
I'm sorry. No, I don't. I don't have any questions, Your Honor.
All right. Any questions from the board for the state's witness? When I was looking at that, was kind of my first, kind of going off what he just talked about, that was one of my first implications about this. Maybe the same case, just listen to it.
The way California does their criminal histories, it's never clear whether it's one, two, or seven.
Open cases, or cases in general?
or whether it, a lot of times with California's criminal history, when we receive it, it will show the same case even five times. But we don't have a way to verify, so we're just basing what we state off of what we read in the criminal history. And it shows on his current criminal history that one is a conviction and one looks like an open case. That's why it was written that way in his letter.
I guess another question for the state. Do we show or remind me what exhibit would show that it was a conviction?
Mr. Chairman, one would be the Ms. Rainwater's testimony, but also the final page of Exhibit 5, page 31. It's a document that the applicant provided, but that looks like a printout of his criminal history from
California. It says misdemeanor, 3 years probation, 30-day jail.
Correct.
Is that what I'm looking at?
Yes.
Okay.
And above that, a dispo conviction.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then last question for the state, sorry. We mentioned two different licenses. Does he have an unarmed and then apply for an armed, and that's why we're here?
Correct.
Anybody else have questions for Stacey? Just
always you, John.
Just me. All right. State, do you have any other witnesses?
No, sir.
Do you rest your case?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Mejia, now's your opportunity to give testimony to the board. I ask that you keep it relevant to the matter at hand.
It was just one charge. It was dropped to a misdemeanor. She just explained basically how it works. So I know it's like not nobody's fault that it chose to, just the way the system is set up. And I'm working on the expungement, but you know, everything costs a lot of money. So obviously, as much as not free, so I'm working on it now. I haven't gotten in trouble in 14 years. I am an unarmed security guard. I've been an unarmed security guard for most of my life. Dad, and I also cook. So those are the two sources of income I have. I haven't gotten in trouble in 14 years, so when I applied for the unarmed, it only asked me for 5 years. So I said no, because obviously I haven't gotten in trouble. Like, that was the only time I ever got convicted of something, unfortunately. You know, in the past, I am accountable. I made a mistake. I learned from it. I completed all the what it was required of me. I did the anger management. I did all of that. I wasn't able to get that information because when I called the school I went to, they all have archives that are over 7 years. It's been 14 years, so I couldn't get that. So I was able to get this printout where it showed that, you know, the disposition of misdemeanor, and I'm not on probation. I'm not currently on any type of trouble. I am an unarmed security guard. I'm full-time today. I took the day off to come here because this is obviously very important. because, you know, it, when me getting armed, it'll open opportunities for me to, you know, get, you know, be financially more stable. I have a wife, of course, I have four kids. I mean, there's not much to say. I mean, I'm here just to hopefully get a good cause and move forward and let this in the past. You know, I learned a lot from it, you know. I learned, you know, you got to be careful who you, always been respectful. I did work for Border Patrol for about 2 years as a data entry specialist. They saw this and they were able to move past it too. They gave me an opportunity today. You guys can work for us. I worked for 4 years as a data entry specialist. Contracted, of course, we know what happened. I mean, we got a new administration. So as a contractor, they laid us off. I wanted to be an agent, but my age, I'm almost 50, so there's an age gap, 37. So if not, I would have moved forward with that too. But, you know, I'm almost 50, so, you know, the age didn't coincide with me being an agent. So that's why I just, and then I was already a security guard, so I just went back to being a security guard. And I saw some of my, you know, coworkers are armed, and they make more money. So I was like, well, let me go for that. And, you know, I took the training, and I know I did everything. But when they asked you about, I guess it was either my instructor, my father says, have you convicted of any, you know, crime? And it says 5 years. I said, I put no. If they would have asked me, I would have put yes and explained what I'm explaining to you, you know, to all you, you know, superiors now. But, I mean, that's it. There's really, I mean, my wife is here, but I had her step out because the baby started late, you know, and I don't want to interrupt because it was done respectfully. We all want to get out of here and go home, and we're all here, you know, by grace to get grace, you know, if it's possible legally, if not, we're here to take care of that. That's all I could say. I mean, there's really nothing else I could tell you guys. I mean,
all right, thank you. State, do you have any questions for Mr. McGill?
No, sir.
Any questions from the board, the applicant?
No, sir.
Okay. Mr. Mejia, do you have anybody else that's present today that you want to testify on your behalf?
Me and my wife could talk, but she didn't know me back then. I've been with her 10 years. I have custody of my daughter with that cohabitant that I was with at the time when that happened. She diminished her parental rights recently.
The question was, do you want?
I don't mean, would it help? I don't know. I mean, she's just my wife. What else is she going to do with me? I don't think. I mean, I could call her if you want, but I don't know what she's going to say. Just like,
right. You guys, I think you'll be fine with that.
Yeah, I don't, exactly. I don't think it's like relevant to this.
Okay. Do you rest your case, sir?
Yes, right, yes, Your Honor.
This concludes the evidentiary portion of the administrative hearing, and we're now here closing arguments. State, closing argument.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Mejia has a conviction for a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence. Under federal law, that would make it so that he is a prohibited possessor, unless he's had the offense expunged, set aside, pardoned, or had his rights affirmatively restored. And there's nothing that we've been provided that shows that he did get those rights, get any of those forms of relief. I think Mr. Mejia's testimony was that he's in the process of getting an expungement. So for those reasons, it would appear he's a prohibited possessor and so would not be eligible for an armed guard.
Mr. Mejia, closing argument, sir.
I mean, I can't argue the law, right? So, I can't argue the law. So, it's really, what can I say? I mean, I'm working on a displacement. I mean, I might have to go through this again, come here again. I don't know.
Okay. Having reviewed the evidence, having heard testimony provided by both parties, the board will now discuss the case. Discussion from my left, sir, over here.
Yeah. The basis for your denial wasn't because he's a prohibited possessor, was it? The basis of your denial was that there was an open conviction that we didn't have, that you didn't have evidence that had closed. It wasn't the federal law that you cited to this to Mr. Mejia, right?
Mr. Braswell, you're correct that the notice of denial does say you've been convicted of any crime involving domestic violence. It does not specifically say you're also a prohibited possessor, but that is a legal consequence that flows from having a DV conviction. But you are correct that that's not explicitly stated in the notice.
So he wasn't given notice to present any evidence today as to the expungement or the issue of federal law. So he couldn't come prepared to address what you're saying now because he wasn't given notice that would be a basis for denial.
Mr. Braswell, that's a fair observation. I would concede that that's not listed in the notice. I guess what I would say is Mr. Mejia's testimony today is I have not gotten expungement. I'm in the process. I mentioned in the presentation of evidence, any evidence that he received a pardon or a set aside, anything like that, and we heard no testimony to the contrary that he did. So I think he knows the facts of his own case and he presented them. And I'm not sure that anything would change based on what he said, but fair point.
I will say that the first mention of expungement or set aside was brought forward by the applicant saying, you know, he's working on getting that done.
I understand that.
If I can also state, the second page of his denial also gives him explanation on things that he may need to do. So if the applicant did not read the full notice or did not contact us on what could he possibly do before his hearing, I would venture to say that would be on the applicant, not on my unit.
Yeah, I understand that. We're not trying to assign blame here for anything.
Right.
What I'm trying to understand is the legal principle, and the counsel is very much aware of this. You can't go into court, you can't come into a hearing, and introduce evidence that the defendant or the client in this matter didn't have an opportunity to address in terms of the charges, in terms of what he was going to be charged with. And I think that's the principle I was trying to put on the record here, that his statements, I'm not trying to be used against him, but these statements that he made weren't a part of the notice as to why he was going to be denied. So I think there's a matter of fairness here that I'm uncomfortable with. If we had put in the notice something you're bringing up now in terms of the federal law, and I agree with you on the federal law, but if that had been put in the notice, then maybe his testimony or his admissions wouldn't have been made today.
I can agree with that, but I can assure you that the reference you're making to the federal law and such has never been in any one of our denials for a domestic violence conviction.
Okay.
So for me to then put it in only his would be unfair to the 200 plus applicants prior to him that also didn't get that.
Well, we're not here to address the other 200 applicants.
Right, but it sets precedent, I would think.
I understand that.
And Mr. Braswell, fair point. I agree that the notice doesn't contain that. I think Mr. Mejia has had an opportunity to sort of fairly address it and did fairly address the issue. Again, his own testimony is, it wouldn't make a difference. But I think if either the board or Mr. Mejia thinks continuing this would make a difference, then certainly that's something I think the board could consider.
think that, Tony, going off your thoughts of the verbiage and the documentation that was provided to him, in your words were unfair. I think the verbiage in those forms can be discussed at a later time, not during his specific, in some sort of administrative type.
Well, I think it has a direct correlation.
Sure, but I'm trying to change that. This isn't a good time for that.
I don't believe the notice is faulty on face.
I'm not trying to change what goes into the verbiage or change the notice. What I'm saying is that in this particular matter, it was raised by the state. And so I was trying to say it needs to be addressed because now it's trying to serve as a basis for denial. And I think that's relevant.
Thank you. Do you have any thoughts, sir?
Ms. Rainwater, does it clearly state in the requirements for domestic violence to be a disqualifier or armed?
Yes, sir.
That's all I need.
Okay. Am I right?
So, if we're going to talk about the charges, the one that's open, quote unquote, there's a statute of limitations on that. According to my research, that statute of limitations, before the law changed in 2020, was it carried a shorter 1-year statute of limitations. As of right now, it's 5 years statute of limitations, specifically for domestic violence offenses. From the date that it occurred. So I think him saying that they are the same case, they just one didn't get charged, the other one did, it's the same case. So that is the one disqualifier that's listed in there. I don't think that Ms. Rainwater has made a faulty notice because, as they said, it does flow directly from a conviction like this directly tells you whether or not you can get a gun. If you walked into a gun store and you tried to purchase a handgun and they ran your background, they would deny it. According to federal law.
Do you own a firearm, sir?
At this moment, because I was denied, I sold it back.
So, I mean...
Because when I was able... I'm sorry. I'm so
no,
sorry.
No, go ahead. So finish. Please finish. This is your time to talk.
When I went to... When I initially wanted to go armed, actually, they recommended me to a shop, a place of, an honorable place to go buy one. You know, there's many gun shops in town. I want to go buy it. They did it. They ran it, and they said, okay, cool. I said, okay. Everything that came up, cool.
Did you clear an ATF background check through... A licensed dealership?
Yeah, it was a licensed dealership. They asked my Social Security, all of that information, they make you fill out. It was clear, got it, cool, went to the range, did what I did. Thought everything was fine, right? I keep hearing this open case. I took care of it.
Yeah, it's not open. It's
okay, okay, because when I keep hearing the open case, that puts me like...
Correct. It's just the way that it shows up.
Okay.
That's why I'm like...
The reason I brought up expungement also was because, let's say this wasn't the case. Everybody that's been involved in some type of trouble, the right thing to do is to go get expunged. This whole federal thing is all new to me. But it's okay, I get it. It's a law. I'm not against anything that's related to the law. I totally understand.
It doesn't prevent you from working as an unarmed security guard.
Yeah, because I got my unarmed.
Correct.
I just wanted to go armed because of more money.
Well, the pay increase.
Better opportunities.
But so, I don't know if anybody wants to discuss whether or not this is continued until he finishes with his expungement, so that we don't make a decision.
If they continue, usually it means like come back next time. But that way, I think it's just a denial this time until he gets his expungement.
Until he can reach.
If it's a good fit, I can't say, yeah, go get your armed card, and then but you can't carry a gun. By the law.
Yeah, understood.
Good question.
Yes.
Mr. Mahan, when did you purchase that weapon?
I don't have the exact date.
Maybe a year.
But it was sometime in April.
This year?
Yes. Because that's when I initially applied for this whole process. So prior to getting the class, I got to get the diligence. Mm-hmm. They told me you need this, such and such and such. So I got my money together. I said, let me go get this. give me the vest, let me go get you my, my tools, the proper tools. And I prepared myself to get the tools, paid the class. It was about April, and then once everything was done and I got sponsored by a security company, got all my paperwork, sent it out. And then that's when I got, that's where we're at now. Months later, we're, here's where we're at now.
When you went in to get the gun, you get it the same day?
No. I did it. The guy said, call me back in a week. I called him back in a week. He said, everything's cool, come pick it up.
Did you present him your CCW when you went in to purchase it?
I don't have a CCW. Okay. I was, I've never been an armed guard. I've always been unarmed, so I don't have a CCW. I think where I wrote that, I put CCW because I could do CCW with armed security guard. I don't have a CCW.
Have you ever applied for one? Because is that what you're referring to in the letter that says appeal a CCW?
Yeah, it was. I got it confused with armed security guard.
Okay.
CCW is totally different. CCW is, now my understanding, that's more for civilians that want to conceal weapons, or even law enforcement, I think, you know, you could, you know, conceal it. I mean, I'm not too 100% what that's about. So, but what I applied for was an armed security guard to work with, basically to work hard. Basically, that's it.
It's in his request for a hearing. Exhibit 4. It's in the subject line of his request.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Victor Mejia, application number 183-1801, the party made an application for an armed security guard license. A background investigation conducted by DPS resulted in the administrative denial of the application due to a criminal conviction. I move that the board recommend to the director that the applicant does not meet the criteria for a good cause exemption, and that the denial of the applicant's license and registration be upheld.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say nay.
Nay.
You guys have it 6-1. This concludes the formal hearing. The board's decision will be reduced to a written order and served to the parties. Thank you for your attention. So my advice for you, sir, would be continue to work on the court processing for expungement and then reapply. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
Robert Chisholm. You guys good with one more?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you for asking. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
State, in reference to Mr. Chisholm, do you have any preliminary matters that need to be addressed?
No, sir.
Please call your first witness.
Please say your name.
Amy Rainwater.
Where do you work?
Arizona Department of Public Safety Licensing Unit.
What's your job title?
Administrative Supervisor.
As part of your duties, do you receive and review applications for security guard licenses?
Yes.
Are you familiar with Robert Chisholm's application?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 1 a copy of that application?
Yes.
You can admit Exhibit 1.
Admitted.
As part of the application process, did the department conduct a criminal history records check of this applicant?
Yes.
And did you find anything in his criminal history that would impact his ability to be a security guard?
Yes. He was convicted of a felony drug paraphernalia in 2014.
And was that in Arizona?
Yes.
Okay. Based on that conviction, did the department deny his application?
Yes.
Send a denial letter?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 2 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to amend Exhibit 2?
Committed.
All right. Did the department send a second denial letter?
Yes.
And is Exhibit 3 a copy of that?
Yes.
I move to admit Exhibit 3.
Committed.
And why did that happen?
I believe when his criminal history was first read, they noticed the first conviction, and then I'm not actually sure why the second one was written, because there's no other charges added to it.
Does the second denial letter reference a robbery?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Apologies. Let me start over. So the second denial references a robbery that Mr. Chisholm himself had advised us that he had been convicted of in 1998, which was also a felony. It was out of California.
Okay.
Sorry.
I understand. Did the department receive a hearing request in this matter?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 4 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to Exhibit 4.
Moved.
Did the department receive a good cause exception application packet from the applicant?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 5 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to Exhibit 5.
Moved.
Did the department prepare and send a notice of hearing to the applicant with today's date?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 6 a copy of that?
Yes.
Did the department...
Do you want that admitted?
I move to admit Exhibit 6. Thank you.
Admitted.
Is Exhibit 7 a copy of the certified mail confirmation information for that notice?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 7.
Admitted.
And did the department request and receive court records from the Maricopa County Superior Court regarding the drug paraphernalia felony conviction that you referenced earlier?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 8 a copy of that request and those records?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 8.
Admitted.
And looking through those records, do you have any information about when Mr. Chisholm completed his sentence in the drug paraphernalia matter?
Yes, I have a document in Exhibit 8 that shows July 5th of 2017 is when he was discharged from probation.
Okay, that's page 41 in the packet. Okay, so his probation on that paraphernalia charge was completed July 2017, is that right?
Correct.
Is that more than 10 years ago?
No, sir.
Do you have anything else to add that I didn't ask you about?
I do not.
No other questions.
What page was that?
41.
It's his order of discharge.
Do you have any other questions?
No.
Mr. Chisholm, do you have any direct questions for the state's witness?
No.
Okay. Board, any questions for the state's witness?
No.
Nothing about that? State, do you have any additional witnesses?
No, sir.
Do you rest your case?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Chisholm, now's your opportunity to testify to the board as to keep your testimony relevant to the matter at hand.
Since I've made these mistakes, I've been a father, a husband, 5 kids, 4 grandkids. I have a daughter who's in college. I've been driving trucks for the last 10 years. So I understand that, I guess, because of the timing frame, that's why I got denied. But I'm just looking for opportunity to be on the opposite side of my mistakes. That's all.
State, do you have any questions for Mr. Chisholm?
No.
Any questions from the board for Mr. Chisholm? I'm sorry, on my left. Am I right?
No, sir.
All right. Sir, do you have any other witnesses present today that you want to speak on your behalf?
No.
Okay, do you rest your case?
Yes.
All right. This concludes the evidentiary portion of the administrative hearing. We will now hear closing arguments. State, please go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chisholm has a felony conviction for a drug paraphernalia felony conviction. He completed his sentence in July of
2017. That's less than 10 years ago, so he's not eligible for a good cause exemption. Thank you.
Could I speak to that?
You can give your closing argument, sir.
I'm sorry. The day that happened, I was coming home from work, and I entered my apartment complex, and officers stopped me and said they were there for the next service. They wanted to question me. I work at a warehouse. I used wrapping to wrap things. I ripped a piece off and put it in my pocket because I was rushing, trying to get things done. So when he pulled it out, I explained to him what it was. He looked at it, he said there's no residue or nothing on it, but he told me he was going to give me a paraphernalia charge. So that's why I got that charge. I didn't actually have any drugs or anything like that.
I mean, obviously, that was whatever the situation was, that was tried in court or some sort of court proceedings, right? We're not here to argue guilty or not guilty in that sense, okay? Because that would have happened whenever that arrest was in 2013, 2014, something like that, right?
Yeah.
So that's when that argument would have been made, right? Just, you know, okay. Do you have anything else to add, though?
No.
Okay. Having reviewed the evidence and having heard testimony provided by both parties, the board will now discuss the case. Any discussion for my right, sir, over here?
I think it's pretty clear 10 years.
Okay.
Just shy.
Right. It's just shy.
11 months away.
Yeah.
Left side?
Same thing, it's 11 months out.
Okay. So is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Robert Chisholm Jr., application number 1832103, the party made an application for an unarmed security guard license, and a background investigation conducted by DPS resulted in the administrative denial of the application due to a criminal conviction. I move that the board recommend to the director that the applicant does not meet the criteria for a good cause exemption and the denial of the applicant's license and registration be upheld.
Second.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. The ayes have it 7-0. This concludes this formal hearing. The board's decision will be reduced to a regular and served to the parties. Thank you for your time today. So if you follow that, in 11 months, reapply, and you will surpass that 10-year requirement. All right, sir. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, it is 10 after 10. We're going to take a 10-minute break. We'll be back at 10:20.
Or thereabouts, Chairman?
That's okay. Can you not hear me?
The recorder doesn't pick it up.
When you ask,
so whatever child said, I couldn't pick up.
Yeah. When you ask questions, you guys are loud enough, but when you're having your table discussion, it's not loud.
Use your outdoor voice, too. My outdoor voice. Yeah, well, that's my indoor voice, too.
I use your Amy voice.
I've sat in court for so long with my mouth shut. I just don't know.
Mateo Rivera?
Yes, sir.
Please come forward and have a seat.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. How are you?
I feel better. Yeah, I feel better.
Mateo Rivera. Okay. We are back on the record. We are on screen, at least. All right.
Can you guys hear me very fine now?
All right. Now you're good. Okay, state and reference. Oh.
Changing gears.
Huh?
Changing gears.
Yep, changing gears. Okay. A hearing of this nature differs from a court proceeding. The technical rules of evidence do not apply. In a disciplinary proceeding, the state bears the burden of proof and will go first. The respondent will then present his or her case. The burden of proof in an administrative hearing is a preponderance of evidence, which means sufficient evidence to establish that a fact is more likely true than not. After it hears all the evidence and closing arguments, the board will deliberate and issue a recommended decision to the director. Pursuant to ARS Section 32-2636 for security guard cases and 32-2457 for PI cases, the board's options are A, dismiss the complaint if the board believes it is without merit, B, fix a period and term of probation best adapted to protect the public health and safety to rehabilitate or educate the licensee or registrant, C, place the license or registration on suspension for a period of not more than 12 months, D, revoke the license or registration. And you were here earlier when we swore everybody in, I believe?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Move on. Before hearing from any witnesses, any preliminary matters that the board needs to consider, State?
No, sir.
All right. State, do you want to make an opening statement?
No.
Mr. Rivera, do you want to make an opening statement, or do you want to wait until later for your testimony?
Testimony, sir.
All right. State, call your first witness. All
right. Please state your name.
Amy Rainwater.
Where do you work?
Arizona Department of Public Safety Licensing Unit.
What's your job title?
Administrative Supervisor.
As part of your duties, are you notified when a security guard licensee has been arrested for a disqualifying offense?
Yes.
And are you familiar with the file of Mateo Rivera?
Yes.
All right. And were you notified of such an arrest in his case?
Yes. On July 4th of 2026, we received what's called a file stop, which is an electronic notification stating that the applicant had been fingerprinted and or arrested for a disqualifying offense. The notice showed us that he was charged with a felony aggravated assault with a domestic violence tag and a misdemeanor assault with a domestic violence tag.
And is Exhibit 1 a copy of that file stop?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 1.
Admitted.
Exhibit 2 is a copy of the security guard registration database entry for this licensee, is that right?
Correct.
Move to admit Exhibit 2.
Admitted.
Based on the arrest that you just talked about, did the department issue a suspension letter to Mr. Rivera?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 3 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 3.
Admitted.
Is Exhibit 4 a copy of the certified mail tracking information for that suspension letter?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 4.
Admitted.
Did the department request and receive court documents from the Maricopa County Superior Court regarding the arrest that we've been talking about?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 5 a copy of that request and those records?
Yes.
I move to admit Exhibit 5.
Admitted.
And do those documents show that Mr. Rivera was charged by direct complaint for aggravated assault and then subsequently pled guilty to assault as a misdemeanor domestic violence offense?
Yes.
And did the department request and receive a police report regarding the incident we've been talking about from the Phoenix Police Department?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 6 a copy of that report and request?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 6.
Admitted.
So based on the arrest, charging, and then subsequent plea, to a disqualifying offense, what's the department's recommendation for discipline in this matter?
The department recommends revocation.
Do you have anything else to add that I didn't ask you about?
I do not.
No other questions.
Mr. Rivera, do you have any direct questions for the state's witness?
Just one. What does revocation mean, then?
Revocation means the state is recommending that your license be revoked and you would not be allowed to hold that license any longer.
Okay. That's my question. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. State, any other questions?
No, sir.
Any questions from the board for the state's witness?
No, sir.
No.
State, do you have any additional witnesses?
No.
Do you rest your case?
Yes.
Mr. Rivera, now's your opportunity to testify to the board. I ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the matter.
Is it okay if I talk about the case, possibly?
Yep.
Okay. So my situation, sir, it was a one-time occurrence where I just lost my character. I do admit I had a fight with DeJay Jennings, but the reason why was because she was destroying my car. She threw stuff in my car. She started attacking me out of the blue. She started putting hands on me. She bit me, beat me up with my own windshield wiper. Swear to God, that's a real thing. She started fighting people in the parking lot. I asked her to leave several times. I even tried to call authorities before she snatched my phone and tried to beat me up with my phone and threw my phone out the window. I tried to grab her stuff politely, ask her to leave. We got into a tussle because she kept refusing to leave. I kept trying to grab her with my car so she don't do damage to my car. My car is a 2003 Grand Marquis, which is very, a nice low rider, I can say. I don't want no damage in it. It was out of character because I saw value in my car because I really put a lot of work into that thing. And also she put hands on me, and she also did a lot of things like expose her breast to the public, assaulted me, and bit me several times. So I acted out of character because of that situation. I did not want to act out of character. I'm not like that. I don't want to fight nobody. I just got my guard card. I have a job opportunity right now with a security guard company that wants to put me on a job right now. And I have a job also other companies too. I'm trying to get my life together. Yes, currently I'm facing the court with the issues, but I'm trying to put my case. The reason why I took the plea agreement was because I wanted to go to jail because I saw someone kill himself in jail. I had opioid seizures. And it just scared me. I've never been in jail like that. So it just really bothered me, so I really didn't want to deal with the situation, so I took the plea agreement. I would have stayed in jail if the jail was okay to deal with, to fight my case. I have camera footage, everything, and my dash cam showing everything. The only thing they go off is the U-Haul footage, which only shows an angle facing this side. Not facing the whole thing where the conversation was said, doesn't have no audio or nothing. My camera shows the audio and everything she's done. I tried to explain to the judge don't want to hear it, so I just kind of, you know, took the plea. So I'm sorry about the whole situation. My car gets revoked. I understand completely. I'm not disfavored, but I would like to still have an opportunity to still be security guard. I did pay the money. I do want to be a good security guard officer. I have a son that's 2 years old. I'm trying to take care of. Any job opportunity comes my way, I will take the opportunity. I'm not the person who wants to beat people up. I won't beat her. I'm not anything like that. I just had a situation that maybe I didn't have a character because she acted out of character. And I have also evidence, too, of her and people witnesses that are outside of this court, but I was not prepared for it. But I have a friend named Sam who's seen her act a fool before being from me. And I also have text from her group chat she put in my phone saying that she has literally done this to her ex. Her ex before that, and the guy she recently, my public defender, told me about what she did to after. Same thing, but she went to jail for it. Okay. So this is the MO for her.
All right,
so
I'm going to cut you off.
Yes, sir.
State, do you have any questions for Mr. Rivera?
No.
Any questions from the board for Mr. Rivera?
No.
Sir, I'm going to be honest, I'm reading a snippet of the police report from Phoenix PD, where it's a play-by-play of the video surveillance. And I know you mentioned that there's not video, which would have audio of what happened prior to this, but based on the description, it's pretty severe, I'm not going to lie.
I know, sir. And it was because she acted out of character, and he only got the angle off the angle.
Acting out of character is one thing, but the response was something else.
Yes, sir, I understand.
All right. Any other questions from the board for Mr. Rivera?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Sir, do you have any other witnesses present today that you want to testify on your behalf?
No, sir. I don't have them with me. I didn't prepare for this. Okay. I was actually just hoping this judge would be here, but I had a lot of people here unexpectedly, so sorry about that. There does afford and there want to be in the situation.
Do you rest your case?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This concludes the evidentiary portion of the administrative hearing. We're going to hear closing arguments. State.
I have nothing to add, Mr. Chair. Okay.
Mr. Rivera, do you have any closing arguments?
Yes. Just please give me a chance. I'm trying my best to do my thing in my life. I've been working hard at trying to find a job. I found a security job. My friend, the security officer, he's done this for a while. He recommended me to do it because he's seen that I'm trying my best to get my life together. I've never done anything out of character like this before. I've never done anything character like this. It just got to a point where she did too much and I acted out of impulse instead of realizing that I could handle it in a different way. That was all it was. But I do apologize about the situation. And Jay Jennings, I know she's not the person you may think she is, but I hope you can see my case. It's just me trying to keep my life together and not act the fool. I would never do this on the job, trust me.
All right. Having reviewed the complaint and having heard the evidence provided by both parties, the board will now discuss the case. Is there any discussion from my left?
No. No.
Anything else, sir? Anything
no,
from
sir.
My right?
Okay. No, sir.
Could be about the heat, but anything? Oh, okay. All right, finding of fact.
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Mateo Rivera, unarmed security guard, license number 1835148, I move that the board finds that the state has demonstrated by a preponderance of the evidence the factual allegations in the complaint, and that those allegations are adopted as the board's finding of fact.
Second.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
I move that the board adopts the alleged violations of law as presented and set forth in the complaint as the board's conclusion of law.
Second.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And I move that the board recommends to the director that the license be revoked based upon the findings of fact and conclusions of law adopted by the board.
Second.
All in favor of the motion for revocation say aye.
Aye.
Aye. You guys have it 7-0. The board has issued its decision. The decision will be prepared as a recommended order submitted to the director of the Department of Public Safety. The director will then make the final decision. The parties will be advised in the director's order of any further appeal rights that they may have. Thank you for being here.
So, question, sir. What does that mean exactly?
We send a recommendation to the director of the DPS, and it's their final decision, but our recommendation was revocation based on the case that was presented.
So is that in jail time or anything, or no?
I'm sorry?
Is it in jail time?
This is not court.
Oh, thank God.
This is a hearing for your security guard license.
Okay, okay.
And just that, not court.
Thank you, thank you. I'm so sorry. I was worried about going to jail, guys. I heard some things like that. I was freaking out.
This is not a court of law.
Okay, okay. So I just hear from them in a couple of days.
You'll hear something eventually.
Okay, thank you.
But just know that revocation was the recommendation.
Okay, and then what should I do with the security guard card? Should I go? If I get revoked, can I get my refund possibly? Or will just,
I do not know the answer to that.
Okay. So should I just get my guard card up to you guys whenever it's due? Or just out of curiosity, this last question.
Wait till you get notice, and then I'm sure they'll have answers for you then.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys. Sorry about that.
Johnny Moore, number 17.
Sukta?
No, Johnny Moore, number 17, file number.
Sorry.
Morning.
Good morning.
State, any preliminary matters in reference to Mr. Moore?
No, sir.
Do you want to make an opening statement?
No.
All right. Mr. Moore, do you want to make an opening statement, or would you like to wait until your time to testify?
I'll wait.
All right. With that, State, call your first witness.
Please state your name.
Amy Rainwater.
Where do you work?
Arizona Department of Public Safety Licensing Unit.
What's your job title?
Administrative Supervisor.
As part of your duties, are you notified when a licensee, private investigator licensee has been arrested for a disqualifying offense?
Yes.
And are you familiar with the file of Johnny Moore?
Yes.
And was he arrested for disqualifying offenses?
On May 1st, 2026, we received an electronic file stop advising us that the applicant had either been arrested and or fingerprinted for misdemeanor offenses of assault with reckless intent to injure, endangerment, disorderly conduct in fighting, criminal trespassing in the second degree, and obstructing a public highway or thoroughfare. They were all misdemeanors. Sorry, I don't know if I said that.
I think so. And you were notified by receiving a document called file stop, is that right?
Correct.
Is Exhibit 1 a copy of that file stop?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 1.
Admitted.
Exhibit 2 is a copy of the security guard registration database entry for Mr. Moore, is that correct?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 2.
Admitted.
Based on the arrest for the offenses we've been talking about, did the department send a suspension letter to Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 3 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 3.
Admitted.
Did the department receive a hearing request from Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 4 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 4.
Admitted.
Did the department prepare and send a hearing notice listing today's date to Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 5 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 5.
Admitted.
Is Exhibit 6 a copy of the certified mail tracking information for the notice of hearing?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 6.
Admitted.
Did the department request and receive records from the Paradise Valley Municipal Court regarding the arrest we've been talking about?
We did request them. We did not receive anything directly from them. We just have some printouts from their case summary and their charge summary.
Okay.
From their website.
So Exhibit 7 is a copy of the record request and then some other publicly accessible records that the department is able to obtain. Is that right?
Correct.
All right, move to Exhibit 7.
Admitted.
Did the department request and receive police report from the Paradise Valley Police Department regarding this incident?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 8 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to Exhibit 8.
Admitted.
And did the department receive a packet of documents from the licensee?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 9 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 9.
Admitted.
All right. And turning to just page 52, I suppose. That's a document provided by the licensee, right?
Correct.
It's a copy of the court pleading from the municipal court, from the Paradise Valley Municipal Court.
Correct.
And that basically states that there was a bench trial on these charges. The court found that Mr. Moore is guilty of assault and criminal trespass, but then entered an agreement with the prosecutor, which was approved by the court, to do a deferred sentencing program for 6 months. Is that your understanding of that document?
Yes.
Okay. And any information about whether he's completed that program?
No, not at this time. I believe he just started it within the last 2 months.
Okay. All right. So, he was arrested, charged, went to trial, but is now in a diversion-type program. Based on that, what's the department's recommendation for discipline in this matter?
The department recommends suspension until the diversion completion with proof of completion.
Okay. Anything else to add that I didn't ask you about?
No, I do not.
All right. No other questions.
Mr. Moore, do you have any direct questions for the state's witness?
Yes. I was charged in May, is that correct? The month of May?
Excuse me.
I don't know that you were officially charged. You were, at the very least, fingerprinted May 12th of 2026.
Okay. Is that usual? Because the incident happened in October 9th.
Yes, sir. That's when my department received an electronic file stop saying that you had been fingerprinted and or arrested
on May
for said charges.
In May, right? But not October?
Well, no. It says in May you were either arrested or fingerprinted is what I said.
Okay.
It doesn't say that this particular docket doesn't tell me the date of offense. It just tells me date of fingerprint and or arrest.
Okay. Were there any convictions?
No, sir, because as I've already previously stated, you're in a diversion program right now that until you complete said diversion program, there won't be a conviction. If you do not complete diversion program, the state has the option to bring all the charges back and then convict you. So you are currently, as I said, in a diversion program for those charges.
For all five?
No, I believe we said two of those five.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. And you have this packet for the step packet with the pink right there?
Yes.
You wanted to follow along, so on page... I'm sorry, I'm out of order. Good. Well, questions from the board for the state's witness, anybody?
No, sir.
Well, that's all right. I'm going to do a clarifying question. So we had four or five charges that were charged at whatever day it was, but in May, there was a court proceeding in which, I guess you can just confirm or deny this, but there was a court proceeding sometime in May where the court found the defendant guilty of assault and criminal trespass and then entered into the deferment program in June of, I think it said June 2nd.
So,
and then, but then I see a document on page 58 that says deferred for 6 months up until December 2nd. So is that the end of the deferment time?
I believe he has to complete his deferment
by
that date in order to be...
So it could be completed prior to...
It could be, yes.
Okay.
Yes. So the state's position is suspension until proof of completion of deferment.
Diversion.
Or diversion, I'm sorry. Yes, diversion.
Okay.
Sorry, I was reading deferred sentencing at the same time.
Yeah, I was told that this whole thing would be pretty much expunged, like it never happened. Matter of fact, the judge said, if someone were to ask you if you've ever been arrested, I can say no.
Right, but that has, we'll get to that in a minute. So
I'm just saying for the record.
Yep, that's fine. Just wait till, you'll have your chance in about 90 seconds. Any other questions from the state? Or for the state? From the board, I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
No.
State, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
All right, do you rest your case?
Yes.
All right. Now, Mr. Moore, now is your opportunity to testify to the board. I ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the matter at hand.
Okay. Well, basically, I tried to give evidence of a 20-second video to the hearing, requesting, but they wouldn't take it because I guess you can't play it out. But this whole incident occurred on video. I have the whole entire thing on video, 22 seconds. I'm a process server, and I served some documents. The lady overreacted and ran into oncoming traffic. But nevertheless, this whole thing was just an accident. These are very prominent people. We're talking Phoenix Suns. We're talking 26-year trial lawyer, and it happened to be with her daughter. And it had to do with the documents that I served. They were rape charges on four gentlemen. And I didn't know what they were. I never really read the contents of the documents. I just serve them. I didn't find that out until later. But this whole thing, it just got blown out of proportion. I got five charges. I represented myself. It took like 230 days and found not guilty for three charges. And the other two, because of they couldn't tell on the video. Again, I have the video, if it even hit her face, because she had rolled down the window. But I do have pretty much four pictures here.
Okay. So if you wanted to submit evidence for this hearing, it would have been submitted 5 days prior.
Well, the reason I didn't do that, didn't have time, is because I was given a phone call because they sent the documents to a different address. I haven't resided in quite some time. Even in my private investigator license, you have 3902 West Bethany Home, or my mailing address, P.O. Box 1764. But it went to an address I haven't resided in quite some time. So when I came up, when they gave me a call to come up here to get my actual hearing date, which was like 2 days ago, they gave this back to me. But if I would have known that, I would have presented these pictures I had in front of me. But that's the only reason you didn't get it.
All right. Thank you for that. State, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. Do you have more?
And once again, as far as all the obligations I have, I'm pretty much three quarters of it in. The cognitive skills is complete. The continuing education classes are complete. Half of the volunteer work, you know, what is it called?
So you're making progress on your diversion program.
Yeah, I'll be way done before December 2nd. My goal is to be done with this within 30 days so I can get back into the jails. Speaking of the jails, I have been in the jail ministry for 10 years straight. But since this incident happened, they put the brakes on it. But as soon as I'm done with this, I can get back into the jails and to minister the Word of God. And at the same time, I actually been bored since then. I actually got a broadcast, truthwatchman.com, on the radio station. So I'm in the helping business, not the hurting business. So it really hurt me when I saw these outlandish charges. But I'm here, and I'm going to keep pressing.
All right, well, I appreciate that. State, do you have any direct questions for Mr. Moore?
No.
Any questions from the board for Mr. Moore?
No.
Am I right?
No, sir.
Mr. Moore, why did you attempt to serve the papers in that manner?
Well, it's private property. This property in Paradise Valley, the cheapest house over there is about $4 million. I did my own research, but nevertheless, that private property, you can't do anything. So I was at the crosswalk. That's where this whole thing triggered, because that's public property. Matter of fact, she was served at the crosswalk. But once she saw the actual documents and one of the other parties, that's when the overreaction happened. Other than that, she had rolled down the window to me voluntarily. Again, I got the videos here, I mean, the pictures here, and when she overreacted. But I gave my information to the security, my phone number. That's how the police officer that was able to contact me. I wasn't trying to hurt anybody or anything like that. I just wasn't expecting that overreaction, that's all.
But she rolled down her windows?
Yeah, she rolled down her window because I waved. And I had this lanyard here that shows also in the picture. As I waved, she rolled down her window and identified myself as an officer of court and some documents from the defendant. And that's when she just zipped out in the middle of the road. And once again, my wife was there. That's why I have it on video that I actually presented to the courts. But yeah, all of it's on tape.
How many pages?
I would say about 22 pages.
And her allegation is that you hit her in the face with the papers?
Well, technically, she said yes, but the evidence, yeah, she said it rushed her in the face.
20 pages, that's it?
Yeah, that's all it was. I was told it was a ring, but I was able to demonstrate. My wife was thinking, because initially they said it was a ring of papers. And my wife went to the back office or whatever with security guard and brought a ring. I said, is this what was thrown in the thing? And that wasn't the case. Matter of fact, it was underhand. It wasn't even thrown. But when she was taken off, I just released it.
Into the car because she wouldn't take it?
Yes. Normally I would just maybe put it on the hood of the car and just describe that to the judge or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But since she already rolled down the window and I proceeded to drop the documents inside, that's when she drove off.
How long have you been a process server?
I've been a process server since for the last 25 years.
How long have you been a private investigator?
About the same, but as far as the sole proprietor, I would say since 2001.
And did you do an affidavit of service or declaration of service?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, the prosecuting attorney filed a complaint personally with the process service coordinator and I attended that, but that got dismissed. And the judge told me on my way out, good luck.
And so you're almost done with your diversion?
Yes, I can present that if you like. I got the 20 hours continuing education classes, the cognitive class, an 8-hour course, along with another hour and a half interview. And
you'll be done before December 2nd is what?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I want to get this behind me so I can move forward and continue my work.
Okay. Thank you.
Any follow-up questions from the state?
No. Okay. You said you were, they filed a complaint with the process server board?
Yeah, the actual prosecuting attorney was his handwriting. He went down there to file the complaint. Normally that's done by the person who believe that they were mishandled or whatever the case, but the prosecuting attorney went down there and I showed up, he didn't show up, and the judge dismissed it, and once again he told me good luck because in the narrative on my affidavit that I filed, I explained everything verbatim. Wasn't trying to hide anything or deceive the courts for any reason, and once again they couldn't even determine if the documents even hit her face, but it's her word against mine. It is what it is.
And you ended up taking a plea on the lesser charge, or
no,
agreeing to diversion or something?
No,
how did that work?
I went in there with the sole intent to be found not guilty on all 5 charges. So once again, I represented myself, and 3 of the charges were dismissed, but 2 stuck.
And the judge found you responsible for those 2?
Yes, there had to be.
It was a bench trial?
Yes, from the judge, yes. And the only reason I didn't get an attorney at the time is because I've already committed that money in advance to the broadcast, the radio broadcasting, so that's where that money went. And Father came through for me, and as far as I'm concerned, when the judge said that all this would be dismissed, terminated, like it never happened, I saw the grace in that, so it was all worth it. I learned a lot.
If you had to estimate, when do you think you'll have all of the stipulations of your diversion completed?
Well, it was 60 hours they put on me as far as the volunteer work and all that. I got 30 knocked down. So I would say September. I would say September to get the volunteer things knocked out. Other than that, all certificates, I got it all here if you'd like to see it.
And based on your segmentation of work, do you think you do more process serving or PI work?
Well, I am in Phoenix, Arizona. I used to do the surveillance work. I'm 55 years old now. I don't do too much of that anymore. I do have access to data. Where I can help people skip tracing and all that kind of stuff. But the process serving is my meat and potatoes.
Okay. Any other questions from the board?
No.
Sir, do you have anybody else present today that you want to testify on your behalf?
No, sir.
All right. Do you arrest your case?
Yes, sir.
All right. This concludes the evidentiary portion of the administrative hearing. The board will now hear closing arguments. State, do you have a closing argument?
No, sir.
May I address Chairman real quick, Matt? I just want to make a clarifying point that Mr. Moore, when he questioned me earlier on when he was arrested versus the charges and printing, according to the court's records, there was 6 separate dates scheduled for Mr. Moore to be fingerprinted. And 2 of those, he failed to appear. The other 3 were continued. The last one, which is May, when I then received the subsequent file stop, is when he appeared to be fingerprinted. I just wanted to make that clarifying point.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to respond to that.
Go ahead.
As far as the, it was one particular judge, pro temp or whatever. The other judge said there's a statute that says since I presented myself had no trouble history, no trouble backgrounds or whatever the case, he would hold off on the fingerprint. But when I went in there, on one of the hearings that I was supposed to show up to, 10 minutes late, even though I gave a heads up to the administration, they'd already filed for a fingerprint and a warrant 10 minutes late. And so that's how that fingerprinting occurred, even though the actual incident happened in October. So that's the only reason that slipped through.
And sometimes court cases take forever, so it's, to me, it's a moot point at this point.
Yeah, it's just a different judge who wasn't aware of the previous situations and that I had with the other judge who actually ruled on the case.
All right. Where were we? Beyond that, do you have any closing arguments, sir?
Yes, I'd just like to go ahead and continue my work. And I've been a private investigator, process server, combined for about 50 years. Not 50 years, but if you combine the two. And I've never had an incident, not on this level. And I'd just like to continue going back to work.
All right. Thank you. State, any rebuttal? Having reviewed the complaint, having heard the evidence provided by both parties, board will now discuss the case. Any discussion from my left? Comments? Recommendations?
Is there any fines? Were there any fines?
No
levied
fines.
Levied against you?
No fines.
No fines, no restitution?
Nothing.
How about my right? Thoughts and or recommendations? Also, my recommendation would be there is this open court case that's been found. There were five charges initially, but the two were found to be responsible for. Let's just use that word. Put on a diversion program for a reason. I think that it doesn't warrant like a revocation or anything like that, but maybe a suspension up until proof that these requirements have been met, whether it be December 2nd or next week, whenever they're completed. So that would be my recommendation, would be a suspension up until him showing the DPS that these things have been taken care of.
I can't remember how we did it last time. What was the timeline that's given on there? Where is there a timeline?
We can only go up to a year.
We can suspend up to a year. We can say we can suspend up to a year or until successful completion of the requirements of his diversion.
The latter makes more sense. Yeah. Up to.
I agree with that.
Thoughts from my left and
I agree with that.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, if I could just propose, if that's what the board's going with, maybe the language could be more precise in that we receive an order from the municipal court saying, confirming that everything's done.
Right, there would have to be written proof from the entity that he's doing these things for.
Yeah.
That shows that he successfully, I can't say the word, successfully completed
right.
the requirements given to him.
Right, yeah. I just wanted to confirm, because,
Right, it's not a phone call from Mr. Moore saying, hey, I finished all my community service. It's right. We need a...
Well, the court wouldn't accept that either.
Right. It's just we need something that's in documentation.
But do we have to put the 1 year in there
no.
for a cap, just until he completes it? Would that push it past the 1 year? Okay.
No, because his diversion program is only valid until December anyways, and if he does not complete by December,
then
the charges will come back and it will be moved forward. So at that time, we would then meet again, because then we would call for a different outcome.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So he would have to appear before us again?
If he
doesn't complete it by December 2nd.
If
if he does not complete his diversion program as stated. Yeah.
And who would receive this letter? This letter that you need that shows that I completed everything?
The department.
Once you're finished all of your diversion program, all the requirements for it, you'll have to go back to the court and say, here's my proof, I finished everything.
Of course.
The court will then give you a document saying diversion completed, charges dismissed, whatever that says. You then need to bring me at my unit a copy of that so that we can have it on file, so that we can then, assuming it's complete, and granted by the judge, then we can put your card, your QP card back into active status.
Okay. As of now, I'm suspended.
That's...
Okay. I'll get that to you. Rainwater?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's just that adjacent building right there.
Okay.
All right. And if you can remind me, how long does it generally take for the qualified party to receive notice of the decision from the director, from like today?
The director has 30 days by law. So if the chairman's were to sign his documentation today and it went to our director today, the director then has 30 days for review. Okay. Before it comes then back to us, and then we would send it out. So between now and the next month-ish would be a safe guess.
And I guess theoretically, if he completed everything before you sent out any suspension, he could avoid the suspension altogether?
As long as I have a valid court document in my hand.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Makes sense.
That was a lot.
Yes.
Finding a fact.
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Johnny Moore, private investigator, qualified party, license number 15533879, I move that the board finds that the state has demonstrated by a preponderance of the evidence that the factual allegations in the complaint and that those allegations are adopted as a board's finding a fact.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 I move that the board adopts the alleged violations of law as presented and set forth in the complaint as the board's conclusion of law.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 And I move that the board recommends to the director that the license be suspended under the terms and conditions discussed based upon the findings of fact and conclusions of law adopted by the board.
Second.
Rephrase your motion to make it more specific to what the requirements would be, as opposed to what we just right. what we discussed.
I move that the board recommends to the director that the license be suspended until the qualified party demonstrates that he has satisfied the terms of his diversion program.
Second.
All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it, 7-0. The board has issued its decision. The decision will be prepared as a recommended order submitted to the Director of Department of Public Safety. The director will then make the final decision. Parties will be advised of the director's order and any other further appeal rights that they may have. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, sir.
Thanks.
upon the findings of fact and conclusion of law adopted by the board.
You just took them out at the knees.
That's it. Make
me
on the second from now on.
How are you feeling?
Feeling
good?
Yes, sir.
Feel okay?
We only have two left that are present. Three? Oh, we have a later arrival. Sorry.
Yep. Number 19.
Oh, 19. My apologies.
All right. Geralinda Allen?
Let me hear that then.
Number 19. Good morning. Have a seat, please.
Mm-hmm. Geralinda.
Geralinda, I apologize. Yep. What did I say?
Geralinda.
Geralinda.
My bad. Fine.
I'll give you one attempt at my last name to make up. Good luck.
Okay.
All right.
Like, just no. No.
A no response. All right.
Tell me how you said your name again.
Geralinda.
Geralinda. Got it.
That would have been my second guess. All right. Any in reference to Miss Allen?
Huh.
Do you have any preliminary matters?
No.
Okay. Call your first witness. Oh, no, I take it back. Do you have any opening statements?
No.
Ma'am, do you have any opening statements, or would you like to wait till your testimony time?
I'll wait.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Chairman, I think that... Miss Allen was in person when they took the oath.
Was she late?
Yes.
She was.
Okay.
I know. She's
one. All good. All right. With that in mind, thank you for catching that. Can you please stand? All right. Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Have a seat. team up here. Yeah. All right, so we both passed an opening statement. State, call your first witness.
Please say your name.
Amy Rainwater.
Where do you work?
Arizona Department of Public Safety Licensing Unit.
What's your job title?
Administrative Supervisor.
And aren't you, as part of your duties, are you notified when a security guard licensee has been arrested for a disqualifying offense?
Yes.
And are you familiar with the file of Geraldine Allen?
Yes.
And was she arrested for a disqualifying offense?
Yes. On May 23rd of 2026, we received an electronic file stop stating that Ms. Allen had been fingerprinted and or arrested for two misdemeanor offenses, one of assault with intent reckless to injure, and the other one, disorderly conduct and fighting.
Okay. And you were notified by receiving a document called a file stop, right?
Correct.
Is Exhibit 1 a copy of that file stop?
Yes.
Move to the Exhibit 1.
A minute.
Exhibit 2 is a copy of the security guard registration database entry for Ms. Allen, correct?
Yes.
Move to amend Exhibit 2.
Admitted.
As a result of the arrest that you just mentioned, did the department send a suspension letter to Ms. Allen?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 3 a copy of that?
Yes.
I move to amend Exhibit 3.
Admitted.
Did the department receive a request for hearing from the licensee?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 4 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 4.
Admitted.
Did the department prepare and send a hearing notice with today's date to Ms. Allen?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 5 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 5.
Admitted.
Is Exhibit 6 a copy of the certified mail tracking information for that notice?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 6.
Admitted.
Did the department request and receive court records from the Casa Grande Municipal Court regarding the incident we've been talking about?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 7 a copy of that request and those records?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 7.
Admitted.
And did the department request and receive a police report regarding the incident we've been talking about? Casa Grande Police Department?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 8 a copy of that request and that report?
Yes.
Move to amend Exhibit 8. And did the department request, or did the department receive some documents from the licensee?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 9 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to amend Exhibit 9.
Admitted.
All right. And referring to the court records, is it correct that Ms. Allen's assault charge was dismissed, that she entered a diversion program on the disorderly conduct charge? Is that your understanding of what's going on?
Yes.
And does she have any other criminal history?
She does not.
So based on the being on diversion for disorderly conduct, and I guess I should ask, do you know how long the diversion program is?
It's up to 1 year.
Okay.
That she has to complete everything.
Okay. Based on Ms. Allen being on diversion for disorderly conduct, what's the department's recommendation for discipline in this matter?
The department recommends probation for 12 months.
Okay. And what would the terms of that probation be?
No other negative law enforcement contact, staying out of trouble, no further charges, completing diversion program.
Would you also like her to let us know when the diversion program is completed?
Yes, please.
All right. Do you have anything else to add that I didn't ask you about?
No, sir.
All right. No other questions.
Ms. Allen, do you have any direct questions for the state's witness?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Any questions from the board for the state's witness?
No.
No.
I do.
Just to talk to them today.
I am. So these are disorderly conduct and assault. Are they both with DV? tag?
I do not believe so.
I thought I saw a DB on the police report.
It doesn't say in the factual allegations of the June 29th letter.
And the file stuff I received did not have DB tagged to it. It was just two misdemeanor accounts, one disorderly conduct, one assault.
It's on the tickets. They are checked DB on the ticket.
Oh.
It's DB on page 52. Up top, it says assault DB, disorderly conduct DB.
I stand corrected then. I'll have to refer to my counsel for a minute.
I agree with that. They seem to be both the citation and the sort of diversion plea agreement show DB, yes.
Okay, and then with diversion, again, I'm not super familiar with how diversion works, and we've gone over it a few times, but diversion, in a sense, is that responsibility was found.
I'm sorry.
I guess it's a question for you. So diversion, to your understanding, there was a responsibility found. She was put into a diversion program by the court. And if that's completed, as if the charges never happened?
The charges will remain on her background for 110 years. However, they will more than likely, I don't know how the court proceeds, but I would gather that the court will dismiss the charges as long as she completes all of her diversion program as directed.
And if they're dismissed after successful completion of the diversion program, any background check done by security guard measures would be found. It wouldn't pop.
No, that's incorrect. Because she was charged and fingerprinted, it is her responsibility to ensure that her Arizona criminal history gets further updated after the fact. Because what happens is the charges will remain on her criminal history. If they show as open, she will then get questioned again. So what she'll need to do, and I can direct her to that once she's finished her diversion program, on how to go ahead and ensure that her criminal history gets updated with a disposition. If the disposition is updated on her criminal history and it shows everything was dismissed, they'll be looked past, so to speak. They will still be there, but they will be looked past.
And we're speaking in reference to Ms. Allen. This is in reference to unarmed and armed licenses?
Yes, sir.
Any other questions from the board or the state?
Yeah, actually, so now that we've got the DB, does that change anything regarding the convictions, regardless of until she completes it? It's still the domestic violence conviction.
But technically, she's not convicted.
So she pled guilty on page 32. It says pled guilty disorderly conduct DV class 1 misdemeanor. But that's not convicted because if she completes
the diversion,
then
preference.
It's as if there was no conviction.
And page 27 kind of lays out what the prosecutor's kind of, well, it's a joint motion, I suppose. So the purpose of this is you know, upon successful completion and compliance, the state will withdraw the plea and move to dismiss the charges. So if this is completed, then she won't have a, you know, as Ms. Rainwater mentioned, you know, there will be some indication on the criminal history, but it won't be a conviction. So
okay. Well, we can get when Ms. Allen speaks, we can get more details on the diversion. So, but. All right, any other questions from the board for the state's witness? All right. State, do you have any additional witnesses?
No.
Do you rest your case?
Yes.
All right. Ms. Allen, now is your opportunity to testify on your behalf. I ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the matter.
I don't have a criminal background. I'm not very, I don't do any drugs or drink any alcohol. I'm very just, I try to keep to myself. But the day that this happened, my significant other was under the influence, and he does have a mental illness of schizophrenic. And when he had pushed me with my stomach, which hurt very badly, I just had a really bad reaction and slapped him. And that was it. And he had called the police. We never had any altercation like that before, ever. I was working as correction officer at La Palma in Eloy. So having my guard armed and unarmed guards being suspended, I haven't been working since May 26, I believe. I've been on admin leave for this long now. I'm falling behind on my bills because this correction officer job was the only income I had to pay my truck and my home and providing for my boyfriend and our dogs, and sometimes sending money back up to my parents on the reservation of Navajo Nation. So I took the plea to try to make the process faster to getting my guard card back, because all I want is to get back to work. I do want to I've always heard that getting into correction can put your foot in the door to becoming a police officer. And that's what my goal was, to working that way. And this incident just put me on a different path. I'm just trying to get back to the path I was on before.
Thank you. State, do you have any questions for Ms. Allen?
No.
Any questions from the board for Ms. Allen?
Ms. Allen, did you tell the officers on scene that he had pushed you prior to you slapping him?
No, I was so overwhelmed and emotionally that I had left that out.
What are the terms of your diversion program?
I went back to court on the 7th of July, and they told me that I have to do 16 hours of anger management. Like I said, I've been on admin leave, so I finally was able to do scavenge enough money to do the intake on last Friday. So I finally was able to pay that, and I should be done on the 26th of this month.
So the only stipulation to your diversion was to go to 16 hours of, what was it called?
Anger management class. Yeah.
That's it. No fines, no fees, no community service.
No.
That's it. Just a couple classes.
The only fee that I have to pay off is the $315 for the one night in jail and the $30 court fee, I believe.
Is that part of your diversion, or is that something separate?
Yeah. I'm not very sure.
Okay. I don't know if anybody's more familiar with that than I am. Okay, but you said you had your diversion program, to your understanding, was 16 hours of anger management. You signed up for that class?
Yes.
And you're scheduled to attend later this month?
They only do Wednesday, Fridays, and Sundays of groups. So with my calculation, I should be done on August 26th.
Thank you.
I didn't submit these because I barely got them on Friday.
Thank you. Does anybody else have any questions for the applicant? For Ms. Allen?
Have you paid the $315 for the night in jail and the additional fee of $30?
No, because I had to pay for the process first before I was able to do the court fees. Like I said, I've been on admin leave for the past, I think, 2 months now, and I was barely even able to get $100 together to do the anger management classes, and it's $30 a class, and I have to do 16
hours of it, so.
Thank you. Ma'am, do you have any other witnesses with you here today that want to testify on your behalf?
No.
Do you rest your case?
Yes.
All right. To close the evidentiary portion of the administrative hearing, we will now hear closing arguments. State.
I have nothing to add.
All right. Ma'am, do you have any closing arguments to add?
I just really would like for you guys to let me be able to go back to work.
Thank you. Having reviewed the complaint and having heard evidence provided by both parties, the board will now discuss the case. Discussion to my left. Sir, over here.
I recommend the probation. So she can work.
Any other thoughts, Dave?
Probation.
My right side?
Agreed.
Agreed. Up until what type of timeline? Do we want to just do the diversion timeline or like a 1 year, because then you have to be good behavior even beyond the group.
The state's recommendation was probation for 1 year.
Yeah.
1 year.
1 year.
Yes, probation can't go past 12 months.
And what is, do you recall? Ma'am, do you recall, did they give you a timeline that you had to get your diversion stuff completed by?
So the paper that they gave me for the last time was it was a mistake. The lady said yes 2 days ago, because I went back for Tuesday. And she said it was a mistake, and handed her the paper. So she said I was supposed to have all of this done within a year.
Within a year.
But for some reason, they told me to come back on last Tuesday, and that's what I came back for, and she just corrected it.
Okay. It does show that the sentencing is set for August of 27 to probably determine
if anything's being completed. Okay. All right. But it sounds like you'll have that completed well beyond, or well before a year is up.
Yeah. So she told me to do a separate paper to request to have the court be moved up to whenever I'm done with my management classes, so hopefully I'll be able to do that next month.
Okay. Yeah. I think the board is kind of all in agreement to the probationary term for if we do 12 months. And then with the stipulation of no negative police contact.
Right.
All right. Finding of fact.
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Geralinda Allen, unarmed security guard license number 1829020 and armed security guard license number 1829021, I move that the board finds that the state demonstrated by preponderance of the evidence the factual allegations in the complaint and that those allegations are adopted as the board's finding of fact.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 I move that the board adopts the alleged violations of law as presented and set forth in the complaint as the board's conclusion of law.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 And I move that the board recommends to the director that the license be subject to probation for 12 months and that the licensee have no negative law enforcement contact during that term based upon the findings of fact and conclusions of law adopted by the board.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it 7-0. The board has issued its decision. The decision will be prepared as a recommended order submitted to the Director of the Department of Public Safety. The Director will then make the final decision. The parties will be advised in the Director's order of any further appeal rights that they may have. Thank you for your attendance today.
So licenses you are still suspended?
We said probation. So we're going to recommend probation. The Director of DPS will make the final determination. Our recommendation is probation with no negative law enforcement contact, meaning you can still work, but you can have good behavior.
The reason why they're not having me work is because they said that it's suspended and I can't have any inmate contact, and that's just my job description is to be in a pod with
the right, inmates. So they, and I could be corrected by the people to my right over here, but my understanding is that they, because of the initial arrest and investigation that was conducted, that your workplace suspended you, right? We don't determine.
No.
Arizona.
Do you want me to speak to
this,
sir?
Please.
So, we received her file stop. It was my unit that suspended her because it was a disqualifying offense.
Okay.
So, currently, her cards are suspended. I cannot unsuspend her cards until the director has the final decision.
Right. Okay.
So, at the moment, you will stay suspended. Once the chair sends up his documentation saying that we've recommended probation and the director signs off on it, we will then move your cards back into active status, but you'll be on a probation for 12 months. So for those 12 months, you can't have any more negative contact. Once you get the active again, you'll be able to go back to work.
Do you know how long
that is?
She's
not suspended
currently?
Oh.
She's saying that but she's being told she was.
Well, the letter that I received saying that...
No, you received a letter stating if you don't respond to us by a certain date, you will be suspended. You need to go back and read that letter again.
I think I have two letters that I got from you guys.
You can show them to me. You're not suspended currently?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, then I stand corrected. Let me look at her letters real quick.
I got this one. That saying if you'll hear from me, then it'd be suspended.
Correct. But listen, this is the first one, right? Your security guard certificates will be suspended effective this date if you do not respond to us. That's what this one says. So then this one says, this is just your notice of hearing. This doesn't say anything about your actual card is suspended.
I know that. It did say suspended.
Okay. Well, so currently you're not suspended then, according to my admin.
No, it says I should have been working. It said hearing status. So she wouldn't say.
Oh, it wasn't. Okay. That's what it is. Okay. In a few months, we'll have that fixed. But she was currently in a hearing status. So La Ploma or her were not able to see her licenses on the portal when they tried to see if they were active or what. So I'm going to guess they sided on the air of caution, and because they could not see her unarmed and her armed licenses, they assumed she was suspended. She is not suspended. She is actually active. She can go back to work right now. Sherry is changing them right now so that they'll be able to be visible to her employer. So let me reiterate that. You are currently active. Your work can go back and look. They will see that you are active. You can go back to work. You will receive a letter from our director stating that whatever his final finding is, we've all recommended probation. That just means you need to complete your diversion program. You need to stay out of trouble. When your diversion program is complete and the court gives you your final document, you need to bring that to me so that I can have a copy of it and put it on your file. And at that time, make sure you ask me about your criminal history, and I will direct you on how to get that updated.
Okay.
Okay? There, does that settle that?
Nice job, Mr. Trainwater.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a lot.
All right, so good luck to you. Just make sure you behave.
I'm always behaving. Okay.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
It's 11:32. We have a 13-minute break.
13 minutes.
Right.
14, not 15. Not 12. 11:45. We're going again. We're missing our. I think he's still outside somewhere. So this gentleman is next on our list.
Thank you. 11:45. We're continuing with number 22. Sultan, how do you say your last name?
Chitanis.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Yes, yeah, a little louder.
N-S-H-I.
Yeah, I can see it spelled. How do you pronounce it?
Chitanis.
You can say
Chitanis. It's African.
Chitanis.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why. Sorry about that.
No, oh, don't be I'm sorry.
I don't watch English, but
all good. All right. Okay. State, any preliminary matters?
No.
Do you want to make an opening statement?
No.
Sir, do you want to make an opening statement, or do you want to wait till your turn to test your time for testimony?
I want to see my statement.
Okay. All right, state, call your first witness.
Please state your name.
Amy Rainwater.
Where do you work?
Arizona Department of Public Safety Licensing Unit.
What's your job title?
Administrative Supervisor.
And as part of your duties, are you notified when a security guard has been arrested or fingerprinted in connection with a disqualifying offense?
Yes.
And are you familiar with Sultan Nishtenels?
Yeah,
is that right?
The word part on the last word, it's not L, it's I.
Oh,
Nishtani.
Nishtani.
Yeah, it's not L.
Okay.
I mistake, but I tried to correct it, but it didn't do it.
Understood.
I went back to the fingerprint to correct it, but they never did it. But it's I, not L.
Okay, so Nishtani.
Chitani, yes.
Nishtani, okay. Are you familiar with his file?
Yes, I am.
All right, and were you notified that he had been fingerprinted or arrested for a disqualifying offense?
Yes.
How were you notified?
On May 18th, 2026, we received an electronic file stop stating that the applicant had been fingerprinted and or arrested for two misdemeanor offenses, one for assault, touch to injure, and the second disorderly conduct in fighting.
All right, and is Exhibit 1 a copy of the file stop?
Yes.
And is Exhibit 2 a copy of the security guard registration database entry for this licensing?
Yes.
All right, move to Exhibit 2.
Admitted.
Based on that incident, did the department issue a suspension letter to the licensee?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 3 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 3.
Submitted.
Did the department receive a request for hearing from the licensee?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 4 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 4.
Submitted.
Did the department prepare and send a hearing notice to the licensee listing today's date?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 5 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 5.
Admitted.
Is Exhibit 6 a copy of the certified mail tracking information for that NEPS hearing?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 6.
Admitted.
Did the department request and receive court documents regarding the incident we've been talking about?
Yes.
And that was from the Goodyear Municipal Court, right?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 7 a copy of that request?
Yes.
And those records?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 7.
Admitted.
And did the department request and receive police report from the Goodyear PD regarding this incident?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 8 a copy of that request and those records?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 8.
Admitted.
Okay. And based on your understanding, where are we at in the process of sort of the criminal process?
I don't believe he's even been to court yet. Or he may have been to his pre.
There's a conference on the 28th last week.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, but fair to say he's been charged with the two offenses that you mentioned?
Correct.
But not not yet convicted, as far as you can tell, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Based on the charge and the arrest, the charge, and the conduct, what's the department's recommendation for discipline in this matter?
The department recommends suspension until expiration of his card.
And when does his card expire?
It is 2027. Sorry, let me double check. I have the dates. July 17 of 2027 is when his license expires.
Okay,
And that's based on the information, the actual context to the police report, and the type of context that was involved.
Okay. But essentially you're proposing a suspension for, let's say, 11 months or thereabouts?
Correct. No more than 12 months.
Okay. Do you have anything else to add that I didn't ask you about?
I do not.
All right. No other questions.
Sir, do you have any questions for the state's witness?
Yeah,
okay. Any questions from the board for the state's witness?
No.
No, sir. So we don't know if this, there hasn't been any court, there hasn't been no plea of guilty or found of guilty
not
or
yet.
Anything. What exactly, I'm trying to go through the reports right now. What is the accusation that led to the third degree assault?
It's summed up that there was, it appears that in the police report there is a type of sexual misconduct at the Amazon workplace. I believe it started inside the workplace and then such carried outside. There was verbal outside. So the state's position is based off of the context of the police report and the charges not being completed yet. Did you find where it was in the police report?
Yeah, it's looks like page 33 has a little bit of a description.
Yes.
30. Okay. All right, thank you. Any other questions from the board for the state's witness?
No,
sir.
Okay. State, do you have any additional witnesses?
No.
You rest your case?
Yes.
All right. Sir, now is your opportunity to testify on your own behalf. I ask that you keep the testimony relevant to the matter at hand.
You want me to talk about what happened?
You talk about why you believe you should because right now, is he suspended right now, or what's this?
Yeah, he's suspended.
No? Okay.
No, he's not currently suspended.
Okay, yeah, so you should probably, you're, and I understand that the language barrier might be a little difficult, but basically you're here to try to convince us that you should not have any...
Why he should keep his card?
Yeah. Why should there should be any discipline? You're trying to convince us to not provide any discipline in reference to your security guard card.
Okay, so I'm married and my wife is pregnant almost 4 weeks, meaning next week we have a baby, so probably she's not working. So it even works, but since I was suspended with it affected my fingerprints, so. They found me at my work. I can work now. From that day, I'm not working. And I already did a job, so. If you forgive me, if you ask for me, like, I can go back to work. Because the charge, they accuse me, is not all. I didn't do all this. So I don't know if I can see what happened in my mind.
Go ahead.
Okay. So we were at work, working at Amazon, packing stuff, you know, we have been people, and this guy will be talking, his co-worker, nothing much going on between us, just morning, hi, how are you, just normal workers, and one day she was listening to music,
I'm asking her, like, are you saying this? She said yes. And she was dancing with me with her side back. So when I tried to dance back with her, she got mad. I said, sorry. I saw her, she got mad. Then I said, sorry. I'm sorry. I mean, but you started dancing with me. You started this. So when I danced back, she got mad. I said, sorry. I thought it's over. So we went in the break. When we went in a break, because at Amazon you have a break, you know, you have a break after work, you have like two breaks. So it was the first break. So when I went to break, I was in my car eating something. When I'm done, I come out and I saw girls, like four, I think four girls, including that one we danced. They were insulting me, attacking me, like saying words, using F words. Remember, I don't know much English, so I was saying sorry about what happened. What happened is about dancing. Nothing else happened. I never fight anyone, I never attack anyone. So I went back inside, on my side. I told my supervisor what happened, and I told him that I'm not feeling comfortable to work because I feel the worst. Scared. That was the first thing happened to me in my life. I never saw many people attack me like that, insulting. So I went back home. That what happened. About fighting and sex assault, I don't know that. All I know is that I danced, and she was the first who danced with me. So when I danced back, she got mad. That's what happened.
All right, thank you. State, do you have any questions for for the respondent?
No.
Okay. Board, any questions?
No.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Sir, do you have any other witnesses present today that you want to testify on your behalf?
No, okay.
Do you rest your case? Are you complete? Do you rest your case? Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This concludes the evidentiary portion. State, you want to present a closing argument?
No.
Do you want to make a closing argument, sir?
It's okay.
Okay.
As my case is still pending in court.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Having reviewed the complaint, having heard the evidence provided by both parties, we will now discuss the case. Discussion, sir. Am I right? Speak up if you want to talk.
You want me to use my outside voice?
Your good microphone voice.
I concur with the state's recommendation of the suspension until the end of his license period, which is about 11 months, because it is still pending.
Okay. And if they're, I mean, if they go to court and it's found not guilty, then you can just make a reapplication.
Yeah. And then he can just reapply if he's found not guilty, or if the charges are dismissed.
Then if he is found guilty, we come back and do this again in a different way, or?
No, if he's found guilty and his card is already suspended, it will just be suspended until the expiration date, and there will be nothing. If he then reapplies, if he's subsequently denied after the fact, then we may have to come back. But.
Thoughts on my left side.
I concur with the state as well.
Dan, back. You're nodding your head. Dan?
Just one question.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
This occurred at Amazon, the warehouse?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did they conduct an investigation and review of the incident?
You mean they get the...
Did Amazon do an investigation?
Yeah, because, so I have a review. I think they did, because... But inside what happened inside when we were dancing, I don't think they didn't approve yet the videotape or something. But outside, when they were attacking on my car, I think they have a video. So, I don't know.
Did they do a review, a formal review of the incident?
I'm not sure.
Did they question you?
No.
The personnel?
I wasn't there. So they texted me. So when that happened, remember I told my supervisor not feel comfortable working right now. So I went home and they safely tested me. I have to stay at home until they finish to
a review.
Yeah. Yep. So I never went back. You see that they never pushed me because I wasn't there. From that day I never go there.
Are you still working here?
No. The time they suspended my fingerprint, it affected the security guard, they affected my fingerprint, so I can't work. They all suspended.
So you don't work at Amazon anymore?
No. From that day, I never worked again.
Okay.
Yeah. So I looked at the job after that. Now
Thank you.
So while you're at Amazon, what was your job title? What was your job description?
My job is Swiss.
Yeah.
We were just parking warehouse.
Were you doing security or you working?
No, warehouse? No security.
Okay.
So I got my car. My security guard I got. I never started job with him. If you understand, I don't know if you understand that. Like, I got my security card, but I never started job of security job.
Do you understand what he's saying?
Yes.
I understand what he's trying to explain.
Yes.
He was working at Amazon in lieu of working as a security guard.
Right.
He just happened to have this security guard card, and
okay.
We got notified because of the type of arrest it was.
Okay. Thank you. It sounded like he was working.
Is that right?
At Amazon. Yeah,
that's
what it was.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? I guess we were doing the discussion thing, sorry. Finding of fact.
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Sultan Nishtin, unarmed security guard license number 1832124, I move that the board finds that the state has demonstrated by a preponderance of the evidence the factual allegations in the complaint, and that those allegations are adopted as the board's finding of fact.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 I move that the board adopts the alleged violations of law as presented and set forth in the complaint as the board's conclusion of law.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 And I move that the board recommends to the director that the license be suspended until he demonstrates that the charges have been dismissed.
And or
the expiration of his license.
Second.
All in favor of the motion for suspension, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it 7-0. The board has issued its decision. The decision will be prepared as a recommended order submitted to the director of the Department of Public Safety. The director will then make the final decision. The parties will be advised in the director's order of any further appeal rights that they may have. Thank you for your attendance today. So we're going to send a recommended order to the director of the Department of Public Safety for a suspension of your security guard license.
So that's when I'm going to know if my car is...
You'll get notice from the director of his their final decision.
You'll send me a letter?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good luck to you.
Appreciate
it. Have a good one. Is it Al-Shahar? Was I close?
Yep.
Yeah?
I'll
try to jump,
actually.
Sir Jard? Sir Jard, okay. So it's not a soft J. All right, number 24. State, any preliminary matters?
No, sir.
Do you want to make an opening statement?
No.
Sir, would you like to make an opening statement, or would you like to wait till your time to testify?
Sorry, do you want to explain
about
the case?
So you'll have your opportunity to testify, but do you want to make any type of opening statement?
No.
Okay, I think that was a no. State, call your first witness.
Please say your name.
Amy Rainwater.
Where do you work?
Arizona Department of Public Safety Licensing Unit.
What's your job title?
Administrative Supervisor.
As part of your duties, are you notified when a security guard licensee has been
fingerprinted or arrested in connection with a disqualifying offense?
Yes.
And are you familiar with the file of Bassam al-Shajar?
Yes.
Okay. And were you notified that he had been fingerprinted or arrested?
Yes. On June 8th of 2026, we received an electronic file stop for the applicant stating that he had been fingerprinted and or arrested for a disqualifying offense. Disorderly conduct, fighting, a misdemeanor with a domestic violence tag.
Okay. The file stop is a document that you received, is that right?
Correct.
Is Exhibit 1 a copy of that file stop?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 1.
Sorry. Admitted.
Okay. Are we all right? Okay. All right. Exhibit 2 is a copy of the security guard registration database entry for the licensee. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm going to admit Exhibit 2.
Admitted.
All right. As a result of being notified of that incident, did the department send the licensee a suspension letter?
We did.
Is Exhibit 3 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 3.
Admitted.
Did the department receive a hearing request from the licensee?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 4 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 4.
Admitted.
Did the department prepare and send a notice of hearing with today's date to the licensee?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 5 a copy of that?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 5.
Admitted.
Is Exhibit 6 a copy of the certified mail tracking information for that notice?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 6.
Admitted.
Did the department request and receive court documents regarding that incident, the incident we've been talking about, from the Peoria Municipal Court?
Yes.
Exhibit 7 is a copy of that request and those documents?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 7.
Admitted.
And did the department request and receive a police report from the Peoria Police Department regarding this incident?
Yes.
Is Exhibit 8 a copy of that request and that report?
Yes.
Move to admit Exhibit 8.
Admitted.
And just turning to kind of the substance of the court records, is it your understanding that the licensee is currently participating in a diversion program regarding his disorderly conduct charge?
Yes.
All right. And do you know for how long?
It's typically up to 1 year, but I would like to note that the applicant's card actually expired yesterday. So today's hearing is actually null and void because he doesn't have an active card right now.
He did put in renew. I told him he had to renew before we could hear it.
Okay.
So we did. We
should. So, yeah.
But it doesn't show in his paperwork that he's been renewed on here.
It literally just happened.
It stays active until something happens. So.
Well, then theoretically he is unable to work at the moment because by all technicality he is expired.
What is that renewal process typically happen? How does that, what's that timeline?
4 to 6 weeks is a full renewal. I don't know when we received his. Do you know when we received his renewal? Please hold. She's checking.
I'm doing our previous.
Okay, well, I need you on our current one for just a minute.
July 2nd. Is that the day that the renewal was received by your division?
So it was accepted before
Before his expiration.
About a month ahead of time.
About 3 days. So his card expired on 7/5.
I thought it expired 8/5.
I thought it expired yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry, 7/5. We're in August now. I'm sorry.
It expired 7/5. I informed him he needed to put in his application to renew prior to 7/5, or he was not eligible for entry.
And he did on July 2.
Correct.
So that was he complied with what your thing was. Okay.
Correct.
Sorry, that's my mistake. July 5th.
Yes.
Okay.
So to answer your question, yes. To my understanding, the applicant is currently in a diversion program. We did do a plea agreement for domestic violence diversion.
All right. And does he have any other criminal history or issues that you're aware of?
No. Okay. His plea was guilty, one count misdemeanor for disorderly conduct with DV.
Okay. But just to reiterate, this is part of the diversion program.
Correct.
Okay. So based on the fact that he's currently participating in a diversion program for a disorderly conduct charge, what's the department's recommendation for discipline in this matter?
Probation for 12 months.
Okay. What would be deterrence of that probation?
To complete his diversion program, he needs to notify us with the completed court documents to stay out of negative contact with law enforcement, no further charges, etc.
Okay. Anything else to add that I didn't ask you about?
No, sir.
No other questions.
All right. Sir, do you have any direct questions for the state's witness?
Yes. Actually, I want to finish with the Peoria court. I just stated this.
Sorry. Do you have any questions for her?
Oh, sorry. Actually, I want to ask you about the program. What kind of program do you have? You said like I have to done with it. Or do you want to approve for that, done for that program? Because already I signed an agreement with the Peoria court.
Right. So they have terms you have to complete. Once you're done all of those, you have to go back to the court to show them that you're done. They'll give you a new document saying everything has been completed and dismissed.
But I'm done already with the program. I get a certificate from them. You know, for the
you have a completed document from the court?
Yes.
No,
certificate. Oh, yeah, with the certificate too. The agreement and with the certificate.
Let me see what you have. Yeah, this is stating you have to go and do all of this.
Yes, and I already did have this. I have to take the paper with this.
No, you have to take this back to the court, and they'll give you a new piece of paper because of this. This does nothing for me. You have to take that to the court.
Mm-hmm.
We can't move forward until you go back to the court with this. They'll give you a new document saying it's done.
Yeah, but I'm already, when I come to the court, I told him about that. He said, yeah, we received a certificate or something like that. And then I'm already, I told him about my hearing for today. And he said, I told him, you don't have any document or anything. You just have to get it with me with my appointment. And he said, no, just you have to take the agreement and the certificate.
You have to take that down to the court, hand it to them, and say, they will give you a new piece of paper from the court stating your charges have been dismissed. Right now, your charges are still standing.
So it's not going to be handled by a phone call. You have to physically provide documentation to the court.
That's what I'm asking. As the mother, I have to come. He said, no, you don't have, because already I told them I have to receive anything from you guys to give my
You're going to have to go there in person, get and physically hand them the certificate of completion.
Yes,
and then get a document from the court showing that your diversion has been completed and satisfied, and then you take that document to that building over there and show it to the people over the security guard licensing.
Okay. When I'm done with the court, And then back to Paris, is there anything from them? Just I have to travel here or then
yes.
to fill up? And
no, you come here and give that you submit that form to the Division for Security Guards. Mm-hmm. Licensing Division.
Okay. But I have to explain to them about the license suspended or something like that?
We're still working on that. That's why we're here. Okay. State, do you have any additional witnesses?
No.
Do you rest your case?
Yes.
All right. Sir, now's your opportunity to testify on your own behalf. You kind of already did it, but do you have anything else to add to your statements?
No, I don't.
Okay. Is there any questions from the state for the respondent?
No.
Any questions from the board for the respondent?
No.
No.
It sounds like you think you've completed all of your requirements from the diversion program that you were given. Okay. Do you have any additional witnesses here today that want to testify on your behalf? I'd say no. Okay. Do you rest your case?
Yes.
All right. This concludes the evidentiary portion of the administrative hearing. The board will hear closing arguments. State.
I have nothing to add.
Okay. Sir, do you have any closing arguments? Any final words? Do you want to say anything before we conclude?
Just I will follow the next step.
Okay. Having reviewed the complaint and having heard the evidence provided by both parties, we will now discuss the case. Any discussion from my left? Sir, over here.
No. Does the state have any recommendations?
Recommendation was a probation for 12 months, which I think would suffice with past decision we made for people that are in diversion.
Okay. So if he's completed his diversion, he can work?
Yeah, he just needs to bring us the court document
okay.
saying that it's been satisfied.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. For my right side?
No.
Probation is okay.
Yeah, I think probation is
okay. Okay. Finding of fact.
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Qasim Al-Shajar, unarmed security guard license number 1798881. I move that the board finds that the state has demonstrated by a preponderance of the evidence the factual allegations in the complaint and that those allegations are adopted as the board's finding of fact.
Second.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 I move that the board adopts the alleged violations of law as presented and set forth in the complaint as the board's conclusion of law.
Second.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 And I move that the board recommends to the director that the licensee be subject to probation for 12 months and the successful completion of diversion based upon the findings of fact and conclusion of law adopted by the board.
Second.
All in favor of the motion for probation say aye.
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 All opposed say nay. Ayes have it 7-0. The board has issued its decision. The decision will be prepared as a recommended order submitted to the director of the Department of Public Safety. And the director will then make the final decision. The parties will be advised in the director's order of any further appearance that they may have. Thank you for your attendance today.
Thanks.
All right, good luck to you. Number three. 3, Michael Flores. All right, State, call your first witness.
Can you please state your name and where you work?
Amy Rainwater, Arizona Department of Public.
Sorry, I wasn't green. State, call your first witness. Michael Flores.
Can you please state your name and where you work?
Amy Rainwater, Arizona Department of Public Safety Licensing. I'm the administrative supervisor.
Okay. Now, regarding Michael Flores, if there's no objection, I move to admit the 6 exhibits in the packet.
Admitted.
And just a couple questions. Mr. Flores was denied an application for an armed security guard, right?
Yes.
Was he sent notice of today's hearing by certified in first class mail?
Yes.
Is he here today?
He is not.
Okay. I have nothing else to add. I'd ask the good cause exception be denied.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Nope.
Okay, any other witnesses?
No.
Did you rest your case?
Yes.
Applicant's not here. Do you have a closing argument?
No.
I guess. Any discussion needed from the board?
No.
No, sir.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Michael A. Flores, application number 1834654, the party made an application for armed security guard license. A background investigation conducted by DPS resulted in the administrative denial due to a other than honorable DD-214 discharge. I move that the board recommend to the director that the applicant does not meet the criteria for good cause exemption and the denial of the applicant's license be upheld.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Ayes have it 7-0. Matter is concluded.
Seven.
So now we're back to disciplinaries.
Yes.
All right. Opening statement?
No.
Call your first witness.
Please state your name and where you work.
Amy Rainwater, Arizona Department of Public Safety Licensing Unit. I'm the administrative supervisor.
And you're familiar with the file of Devontae Smith?
Yes.
If there's no objection, I move to admit the 6 exhibits in the packet.
They're all admitted.
Mr. Smith was suspended for an arrest for various felony offenses for which he's subsequently been indicted. Did you send notice of today's hearing to Mr. Smith by certified and first class mail?
Yes.
Is he here today?
He is not.
Based on the indictment or disqualifying offenses, what's the department's recommendation for discipline in this matter?
Revocation.
Anything else to add?
No.
No other questions.
Any questions from the board?
No, sir.
Any additional witnesses?
No.
Do you rest your case?
Yes.
Do you have a closing argument?
No.
Any discussion needed from the board? No. Finding of fact.
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Devontae Smith, unarmed security guard license number 1782283, I move that the board finds that the state has demonstrated by a preponderance of the evidence the factual allegations in the complaint, and that those allegations are adopted as the board's finding of fact.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 I move that the board adopts the alleged violations of law as presented and set forth in the complaint as the board's conclusion of law.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 I move that the board recommends to the director that the license be revoked based upon the findings of fact and conclusions of law adopted by the board.
Second.
All in favor of the motion for revocation, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say nay. Ayes have it 7-0. Board has issued its decision. A decision will be prepared as the recommended order to submit it to the department, the director of the Department of Public Safety. The director will then make a final decision. The parties will be advised in the director's order of any further appeal rights they may have.
Thank you.
This matter is concluded. Number 8, William Senny. Sen. Go.
Please state your name and where you work.
Amy Rainwater, Arizona Department of Public Safety. I am the administrative supervisor for the licensing unit. Are
you familiar with the file regarding William Sen?
Yes.
If there's no objection, I move to admit the 6 exhibits in the hearing packet.
They're all admitted.
Mr. Sen was arrested for and indicted for 2 felony charges. Is that right?
Yes.
Was he sent notice of today's hearing by certified and first-class mail?
Yes.
Is he here today?
No.
Based on the arrest and indictment for disqualifying offenses, what's the department's recommendation to dismiss this matter?
Revocation.
Anything to add?
No.
No other questions?
All right. Any questions from the board?
No, sir.
Any additional witnesses?
No.
You rest your case?
Yes.
You have a closing argument?
No.
Is there any discussion needed from the board?
No,
no,
sir.
No, sir.
Finding of fact.
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of William Sane, unarmed security guard license number 1825447 and armed security guard license number 1825448, I move that the board finds that the state has demonstrated by preponderance of the evidence the factual allegations in the complaint and that those allegations are adopted as the board's finding of fact.
Second.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I move that the board adopts the alleged violations of law as presented and set forth in the complaint as the board's conclusion of law.
Second.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 And I move that the board recommends to the director that the licensee or the license be revoked based upon the findings of fact and conclusions of law adopted by the board.
Second.
All in favor of the motion for revocation say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. Guys have it, 7-0. The board has issued its decision. The decision will be prepared as a recommended order submitted to the director of the Department of Public Safety. The director will then make the final decision. The parties will be advised of the director's order of any further appeal rights that they may have. This matter is concluded. Moving on to number 9, Hussein Mahal. Any preliminary matters?
No.
Opening statement?
No.
Call your first witness.
Please state your name and where you work.
Amy Rainwater, Arizona Department of Public Safety Licensing Unit. I'm the administrative supervisor.
Are you familiar with the disciplinary file of Hussein Mahal?
Yes.
If there's no objection, I move to admit the 6 exhibits in the hearing packet.
Admitted.
Mr. Mahal was arrested for disqualifying offenses and then pleaded guilty to a tag assault. DV charge, is that your understanding?
Yes.
Did you send notice of today's hearing to Mr. Mahal by certified and first class mail?
Yes.
Is he here today?
No.
Do you have, based on his having pled guilty to aggravated assault, what's the department's recommendation for discipline in this matter?
Revocation.
Anything else to add?
No.
No other questions.
Any questions from the board?
No.
Any other witnesses?
No.
Do you rest your case?
Yes.
Do you have a closing argument?
No.
Any discussion needed by the board?
No, sir.
No. Final fact.
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Hussein Mahal, unarmed security guard license number 1806389, I move that the board finds that the state has demonstrated by a preponderance of the evidence the factual allegations in the complaint, and those allegations are adopted as the board's finding of fact.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 I move that the board adopts the alleged violations of law as presented and set forth in the complaint as the board's conclusion of law.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 I move that the board recommends to the director that the license be revoked based upon the findings of fact and conclusions of law adopted by the board.
Second.
All in favor of the motion for revocation, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it 7-0. The board has issued its decision. The decision will be prepared as a recommended order submitted to the director of the Department of Public Safety. The director will then make the final decision. The parties will be advised in the director's order of any further appeal rights that they may have. This matter is concluded. Number 10, Evett Carlin Velez. State, any preliminary matters?
No.
Opening statement?
No.
First witness?
Please state your name and where you were.
Amy Rainwater, Arizona Department of Public Safety, Licensing Unit. I'm the administrative supervisor.
Are Are you familiar with the disciplinary file of Evan Velez?
Yes.
If there's no objection, I move to admit the six exhibits in the hearing packet.
Admitted.
Right. And Mr. Velez, this licensee, was indicted for 3 counts of aggravated assault, resisting arrest, another assault charge. Did you send notice of today's hearing to this licensee by certified first class mail?
Yes.
Based on the indictment for qualifying offenses, what is the department's recommendation for discipline in this matter?
Revocation.
Anything else to add?
No.
No other questions?
Any questions from the board?
Nope.
Any other witnesses?
No.
You rest your case.
Yes.
Do you have a closing argument?
No.
Any discussion needed from the board?
No, sir.
Finding of fact.
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Evett Carlin Velez, unarmed security guard, license number 133035, I move that the board finds that the state has demonstrated by a preponderance of the evidence the factual allegations in the complaint, and that those allegations are adopted as the board's finding of fact.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
I move that the board adopts the alleged violations of law as presented and set forth in the complaint as the board's conclusion of law.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And I move that the board recommends to the director that the license be revoked based upon the findings of fact and conclusions of law adopted by the board.
Second.
All in favor of the motion for revocation, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Ayes have it 7-0. The board has issued its decision. The decision will be prepared as a recommended order submitted to the director of the Department of Public Safety. The director will then make the final decision. The parties will be advised in the director's order of any further appeal rights they may have. This matter is concluded. Moving on to number 11, Rainiel Calvin. State, any preliminary matters?
No.
Opening statement?
No.
Call your first witness.
Please say any more word.
Amy Rainwater, Arizona Department of Public Safety Licensing Unit. I'm the administrative supervisor.
Are you familiar with the disciplinary file of Rainiel Calvin?
Yes.
If there's no objection, I move to admit the six exhibits in the hearing packet.
All admitted.
The licensee was arrested for various felony counts and then ultimately charged with felony disorderly conduct. Is that your understanding?
Yes.
Did the department send notice of today's hearing by certified and first class mail to this licensee?
Yes.
Is this licensee here today?
No.
Based on the charge for a disqualifying offense, what is the department's recommendation for discipline in this matter?
Revocation.
Do you have anything else to add I didn't ask you about?
No.
All right. No other questions?
Any questions from the board?
No, sir.
Any additional witnesses?
No.
Do you rest your case?
Yes.
Do you have a closing argument?
No.
Any discussion needed from the board?
No.
Finding of fact.
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Rainiel Calvin, unarmed security guard, license number 1833216, I move that the board finds that the state has demonstrated by a preponderance of the evidence the factual allegations in the complaint, and that those allegations are adopted as a board's finding of fact.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
I move that the board adopts the alleged violations of law as presented and set forth in the complaint as the board's conclusion of law.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 I move that the board recommends to the director that the license be revoked based upon the findings of fact and conclusions of law adopted by the board.
Second.
All in favor of the motion for revocation, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it 7-0. The board has issued its decision. The decision will be prepared as a recommended order submitted to the director of the Department of Public Safety. The director will then make the final decision. The parties will be advised in the director's order of any further appeal rights that they may have. This matter is concluded. Moving on, number 12, Jalen Gowdy. State, any preliminary matters?
No.
Opening statement?
No.
Call your first witness.
Please state your name and where you
work. Amy Rainwater, Arizona Department of Public Safety Licensing Unit. I'm the administrative supervisor.
Are you familiar with the disciplinary file of Jalen Gowdy?
Yes.
If there's no objection, I move to admit the six exhibits in the hearing packet.
Admitted.
Mr. Gowdy was indicted for 10 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor. Is that correct?
Yes.
Did the department send notice of today's hearing by certified and first-class mail to this licensee?
Yes.
Is he here today?
He is not.
Based on his indictment for disqualifying offenses, what's the department's recommendation for discipline in this matter?
Revocation.
Do you have anything else to add I didn't ask you about?
No.
No other questions.
Any questions from the board?
No, sir.
Any additional witnesses?
No.
Do you rest your case?
Yes.
Do you have a closing argument?
No.
Any discussion needed from the board?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Finding of fact.
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Jalen Gowdy, unarmed security guard license number 1795287, I move that the board finds that the state has demonstrated by preponderance of the evidence the factual allegations in the complaint, and that those allegations are adopted as the board's finding of fact.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 I move that the board adopts the alleged violations of laws presented and set forth in the complaint as the board's conclusion of law.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 I move that the board recommends to the director that the license be revoked based upon the findings of fact and conclusions of law adopted by the board.
Second.
All in favor of the motion for revocation say aye.
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 All opposed say nay. Ayes have it 7-0. The board has issued its decision. The decision will be prepared as a recommended order submitted to the director of the Department of Public Safety. The director will then make the final decision. The parties will be advised in the director's order of any further appearance that they may have. This matter is concluded. Go red real quick. Is everybody doing okay? We can power through the rest of these five or six. Or does anybody need a break for the restroom or anything?
Go ready to roll.
Okay. Just double check. Go green. We're out going green. All right. Number 14, Shanpria Lewis. State, any preliminary matters?
No.
Opening statement. Collect first witness.
Can you say your name and where you work?
Amy Rainwater, Arizona Department of Public Safety, licensing unit. I'm the administrative supervisor.
And are you familiar with the disciplinary file of Shanpria Lewis?
Yes.
Right. If there's no objection, I move to admit the six exhibits in the hearing packet.
Admitted, all.
This licensee was arrested and charged with aggravated assault. Is that your understanding?
Yes.
Did the department send notice of today's hearing by first class and certified mail to the licensee?
Yes.
Is she here?
No.
Based on the arrest and charge for disqualifying offense, what's the department's recommendation for discipline in this matter?
Revocation.
Do you have anything else to add that I didn't ask you about?
No.
No other questions?
Does the board have any questions?
No, sir.
Any additional witnesses?
No.
Do you rest your case?
Yes.
Do you have a closing argument?
No.
Any discussion needed from the board?
No, sir.
Finding of fact.
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Shanpria Lewis, unarmed security guard license number 1803620, I move that the board finds the state as demonstrated by a preponderance of the evidence, the factual allegations in the complaint, and that those allegations are adopted as the board's finding of fact.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I move that the board adopts the alleged violations of law as presented and set forth in the complaint as the board's conclusion of law.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I move that the board recommends to the director that the license be revoked based upon the findings of fact and conclusions of law adopted by the board.
Second.
All in favor of revocation say aye.
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 All opposed say nay. The ayes have it. 7-0. Board has issued its decision. The decision will be prepared as a recommended order submitted to the director of the Department of Public Safety. The director will then make the final decision. Parties will be advised in the director's order of any further appeal rights that they may have. This matter is now concluded. Number 15, moving on to Isaac Malone. State, any preliminary matters?
No.
Opening statement?
No.
Call your first witness.
Please state your name and where you work.
Amy Rainwater, Arizona Department of Public Safety Licensing Unit. I'm the administrative supervisor.
Are you familiar with the disciplinary file of Isaac Malone?
Yes.
If there's no objection, I move to admit the six exhibits in the hearing packet.
All admitted.
And Mr. Malone was arrested for ag assault, felony disorderly conduct, and misdemeanor. Is that your understanding?
Yes.
Did the department send notice of today's hearing to Mr. Malone by certified first class mail?
Yes.
Based on the arrest for the disqualifying offenses, what's the department's recommendation for discipline in this matter?
revocation.
Do you have anything else to add that I didn't ask you about?
No.
No other questions.
Any questions from the board?
No, sir.
Nope. Any other witnesses?
No.
You rest your case.
I do.
Do you have a closing argument?
No.
Any discussion needed from the board?
No.
Finding of fact.
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Isaac Malone, unarmed security guard license number 1802245, and armed security guard license number 1802246, I move that the board finds that the state has demonstrated by preponderance of the evidence the factual allegations in the complaint, and that those allegations are adopted as the board's finding of fact.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I move that the board adopts the alleged violations of law as presented and set forth in the complaint as the board's conclusion of law.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I move that the board recommends to the director that the license be revoked based upon the findings of fact and conclusions of law adopted by the board.
Second.
All in favor of revocation say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. The ayes have it 7-0. The board has issued its decision. The decision will be prepared as a recommended order submitted to the director of the Department of Public Safety. The director will then make the final decision. Parties will be advised in the director's order of any further appeal rights that they may have. This matter is now concluded. Number 16, Nazaria Tanner. State any preliminary matters?
No.
Any opening statement?
No.
Call your first witness.
Please state your name and where you work.
Amy Rainwater, Arizona Department of Public Safety, Licensing Unit. I'm the Administrative Supervisor.
Are you familiar with the disciplinary file of Nazaria Tanner?
Yes.
If there's no objection, I move to admit the 9 exhibits in your packet.
They're all admitted.
Ms. Tanner was arrested and charged with assault, criminal trespass, and disorderly conduct. Is that your understanding?
Yes.
Did the department send notice of today's hearing to the licensee by certified and first-class mail?
Yes.
Based on the arrest and charge for disqualifying offenses, what's the department's recommendation for discipline?
Revocation.
Do you have anything else to add that I didn't ask about?
No.
All right. No other questions?
Any questions from the board?
No, sir.
Do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Do you have a case?
I do.
Do you have a closing argument?
I do. No. I do not.
Like, whoa.
Okay. Any discussion needed from the board?
No, sir.
Finding of fact.
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Nazaria Tanner, unarmed security guard license number 1817439, I move that the board finds that the state has demonstrated by a preponderance of the evidence the factual allegations in the complaint and that those allegations are adopted as the board's finding of fact.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I move that the board adopts the alleged violations of law as presented and set forth in the complaint as the board's conclusion of law.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I move that the board recommends to the director that the license be revoked based upon the findings of fact and conclusions of law adopted by the board.
Second.
All in favor of revocation, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Yes, have it 7-0. The board has issued its decision. The decision will be prepared as a recommended order submitted to the director of the Department of Public Safety. The director will then make the final decision. The parties will be advised in the director's order of any further appeal rights that they may have. This matter is now concluded. Moving on. Number 18. Joshua Bassey. State any preliminary matters?
No, sir.
Opening statement?
No.
Call your first witness.
Okay, please state your name and where you work.
Amy Rainwater, Arizona Department of Public Safety, Licensing Unit. I'm the Administrative Supervisor.
Are you familiar with the disciplinary file of Joshua Bassey?
Yes.
There's no objection. I move to admit the 8 exhibits in the hearing packet.
Admitted.
And Mr. Bassey was arrested for and then convicted of disorderly conduct fighting. Is that your understanding?
Yes.
Based on his conviction for a disqualifying offense, what is the department's recommendation for discipline?
Revocation.
Just to be clear, did the department send notice of today's hearing to Mr. Massey by certified and first-class mail?
Yes.
Do you have anything else to add that I didn't ask you about?
No.
No other questions.
Any questions from the board?
No, sir.
Any additional witnesses?
No.
You rest your case.
I do.
Do you have a closing argument?
No.
Any discussion either from the board?
No, sir.
Finding of fact.
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Joshua Bassey, unarmed security guard license number 1729390, I move that the board finds that the state has demonstrated by a preponderance of the evidence the factual allegations in the complaint, and that those allegations are adopted as the board's finding of fact.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 I move that the board adopts the alleged violations of laws presented and set forth in the complaint as the board's conclusion of law.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 And I move that the board recommends to the director that the license be revoked based upon the findings of fact and conclusions of law adopted by the board.
Second.
All in favor of revocation say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. Ayes have it. The board has issued its decision. The decision will be prepared as a recommended order submitted to the director of the Department of Public Safety. The director will then make the final decision. The parties will be advised in the director's order of any further appeal rights that they may have. This matter is now concluded. Moving on. Number 23, Joshua Huber. State any preliminary matters.
I'll just state it at the outset, I guess.
Go Grace.
Oh, thank you. Just to state at the outset, this is just a little bit different than our other ones. This is both a hearing on the denial of a renewal application and a hearing for discipline on existing cards. So he applied for a new card, he was denied, but we're also seeking discipline on his existing cards.
So we're going to go through. Are we going to go through two processes?
I don't think so, but just maybe that impacts how the motions are
okay.
Made.
Okay. All right.
So maybe it's just one extra motion for resolving
gotcha.
The denial.
Understood.
Okay. Thank you. Other than that, nothing else.
All right. Do you have any opening statements?
No.
Other than what you just said. Call your first witness.
Please state your name and where you work.
Amy Rainwater, Arizona Department of Public Safety Licensing Unit. I'm the Administrative Supervisor.
And are you familiar with the file of Joshua Huber?
Yes.
All right. If there's no objection, I move to admit the 9 exhibits in the hearing packet.
All admitted.
And as I kind of alluded to earlier, Mr. Huber has existing licenses or cards, is that correct?
Yes.
And then he also applied for a newer one, is that correct?
Yes.
And the application was denied on the basis that he has a conviction for indecent exposure, is that correct?
Yes, sexual misconduct.
Indecent exposure to you.
Oh, yes.
Sexual misconduct.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Offense, right?
Yep.
Okay. And that same conviction is the basis for the disciplinary allegations as well, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Did the department send notice of today's hearing to Mr. Huber by certified and first-class mail?
Yes.
All right. Is he here today?
He is not.
No. Based on his conviction for a disqualifying offense, what's the department's recommendation for discipline in this matter?
For discipline, it would be revocation.
And for denial?
Would be to uphold the denial.
All right. Anything else to add that I didn't ask you about?
No.
No other questions.
Any questions from the board for the state's witness?
No, sir.
Any other witnesses?
No.
You rest your case.
I do.
Any closing arguments?
No.
Any discussion needed from the board?
No.
Okay.
No, sir.
Is there a motion in reference to the denial?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Joshua Huber, armed security guard license application renewal, I move that the board recommend to the director that the applicant does not meet the criteria for a good cause exemption and the denial of the applicant's license registration be upheld.
Second.
All in favor of the denial, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it 7-0. The board's decision in reference to the denial will be reduced to written order and served on the parties. Now moving forward to the finding of fact in reference to disciplinary.
Mr. Chairman, in the matter of Joshua Hoover, unarmed security guard license number 180015 and armed security guard licenses 1800153 and 1833943. I move that the board finds that the state has demonstrated by a preponderance of the evidence the factual allegations in the complaint and that those allegations are adopted as the board's finding of fact.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 I move that the board adopts the alleged violations of law as presented and set forth in the complaint as the board's conclusion of law.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And I move that the board recommends to the director that the license be revoked based upon the findings of fact and conclusions of law adopted by the board.
Second.
All in favor of the revocation, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it 7-0. The board has issued its decision. The decision will be prepared as a recommended order submitted to the director of the Department of Public Safety. The director will then make the final decision. The parties will be advised in director's order of any further appeal rights that they may have. This matter is now concluded.
Swept that right up, didn't we?
Call to the public.
Public. Any public.
If nothing, is there a motion to conclude?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we conclude our session for today.
Second.
All in favor of conclusion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That sounded like everybody. We are dismissed or whatever.
Go Red.
Adjourned. That's the word.
Concluded.
Adjourned. Go Red.